Good evening. Wait, well, let's start that again. Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. Today's ball game in the future, the Hamilton High Huskies, and it's going to be in a divisional matchup in the East Division. Right now, we're going to speak with the head coach of the Hamilton High Huskies. That's Mr. John Kirshner. Good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for talking to me.
You're very welcome. I'll tell you what, Coach. Tonight's going to be a big game in your category, the win-loss record. You're going to maybe possibly even it out and then climb the hill from there.
Right. Yeah, we've had a good year so far, and we're looking to obviously capitalize on what we've gone through so far and what we've done well and, you know, continue to progress into the sectionals.
That'd be good. Hey, I've got to mention, this is your sixth year at Hamilton Heights. You went to Ben Davis, graduated 2004. Mitch Street, good friend of yours, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He went to LaPerre High School, graduated 2004. Can you let us know how you guys got together?
We played college football together at Olivet Nazarene University and played O-line together for 4 years. Our senior year, he was a center and I was a starting guard right next to him. And I don't know, I guess it was 6 years after we got out of college, he called me one summer and said, hey, I'm going to become a dean. And so my U.S. history position's opening up and you'd be interested. And so took a look at it and kind of the rest is history 10 years later.
That sounds good. I appreciate that and I'm sure you appreciate him. Coach, I want to mention, you started out the season against LaPerre. You got a 26-14 victory. You went against North Montgomery. That was a hot day. It was a hot day in other means of the word. Sure. And we'll mention them so far right now. You get a four-game win streak that you've allowed the opponents not to score.
Correct. Yeah, we've posted four straight shutouts. First time we've ever done that in Hamilton Heights history. We played a couple of very quality teams in that route, like the Western and the much improved Northwestern ball club, you know. So it's been, obviously LCC always good, you know. And, we just hope to come out and play, you know, fast. You got the defense every Friday.
You got some good wins. Like you said, LCC 15-0, Northwestern 42-0, Western 32-0, Twin Lakes last week 45-0. You got 134 points there in four games. You have the opportunity here tonight to extend that record. I'm going to mention next Friday, you're going to take on a new team. You'll be at South Bend, Washington. I take that back. It'll be a home game. South Bend, Washington. They're 4A, sectional 18. That should be a good matchup, but I got to admit, they may be a little bit down. You're going to have a good game to catapult you into the postseason.
Yeah, we know they're going to be fast. They're going to be athletic. At least at what we've seen on film so far, games you can pick up on YouTube and stuff like that, they're fast, you know, and so we're going to have to be prepared to meet that speed, you know, because, in some respects, we may have not seen that, so it'll be a good tournament for sure.
Sounds good. Hey, Coach, I want to talk about your offense. I should say your defensive line. You got Dean Mason, 60, Will Duncan, 51, 89, Kendall Flanders, and 23, Michael Kane, Dean Mason, a senior, but Will Duncan starting as the only sophomore for your team.
Right. Actually, he's out tonight, unfortunately. He's come along this year, and he's been a great benefactor for us at a very young age. He's got a bright future ahead of him, for sure.
That sounds good. I'll tell you what, you got Jalen Pugh catching passes, Connor Bauman as your tight end catching passes, Keaton Weaver, a junior, Tyler Champion. He pays dividends.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Champion, you know, is a special player and does a lot for us and, you know, gives us a lot of different options.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Coach, it's been a blessing being able to speak with you today. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Sort of walk this direction. That is Coach John Kirshner. John Kirshner, Coach, I want to ask you one more thing. You got to play a couple games against your dad. Tell us how special that may have been and probably was.
It was special, but I never got to beat him, and that made it a little more special.
He still likes you. He still loves you.
I know he does. He still loves me, but yeah. Nonetheless, it was fun to coach against him, but I would like to have gotten him one time.
So that is Coach Kirshner did play. Actually coached against his dad. Hamilton Heights and LaPerre. Then, okay, back is Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon and Hamilton Heights went at it twice with the Kirshners. And that was coach of the Huskies, John Kirshner. John Kirshner speaking about playing football against his dad. Could you imagine?
That would be kind of strange. Yeah.
So we're going to talk right now with Coach Toll. Coach Toll, I'll tell you what, the sun's out. It's a beautiful day. They say 79 degrees.
Beautiful night. Another Friday night, Central Indiana high school football. Doesn't get much better than that. Rivalry game tonight. So a lot of history in this ball game. A lot of great, great ball games. A lot of great players. A lot of great games. So it would be awesome if it could be another one tonight.
Say, well, you could almost ride a bicycle between your two schools.
Well, maybe you could. I can't. No, seriously, it's only 8 miles away, and kids. Everybody knows everybody, and that makes it. That's what's different about our conference a little bit is, you know, we play so many schools that are so far away that, you know, you see them once a year. You used to be when you're in a conference. I mean, you saw them every other weekend or whatever. So this is how that is, and there's not a lot of love lost in this game. There's no doubt about it. But it's turned into a real healthy rivalry and a trophy game, and they've got an outstanding team this year. So we're gonna have to rise to the occasion.
Coach, help me go find them. Back up a little bit. Physical game last week. Last week, a home game, Northwestern Tigers. Got to mention several times, Kipton Blue Devils got in the end zone.
Yeah, we did, and it was just got off to a really, really slow start, and that was disappointing, and that was a lot of our own mistakes, and so we got down 26-7, and I really think if we didn't have a bunch of penalties, if we could have punched one in early, it could have been a totally different ball game. It was certainly been, thought it was competitive anyway, but I thought we could have been, right there at the end. We made too many mistakes.
Coach, tell you what, I mean, it should be a good game tonight. You're going to play on this synthetic field turf. They have a nice decided to put their turf in at the same time. It's just a different color.
We like blue a lot better than we like orange, but both fields are really, really nice. They've done a lot of good things to their facilities down there. It's really, really impressive, all the way from their, the Hall of Fame, the entrance into the gym to what they've done at the football stadium and the team store and all those things. They look really nice and it just looks good.
Well, Coach, you probably had a wonderful week of practice. Can you expound about what your practices might have consisted of?
We didn't change a whole lot, but when you see it's hammer week, kids' ears perk up and there's a little sparkle in their eye a lot of times. And the big thing for us is they're a very senior laden team. I think they have 21 seniors. They start 17. So they've got a ton of experience. They're senior kids. They've played in this game before. So the big thing for us is to get off to a good start. Match their intensity, and not be afraid of the stage. Their kids will not be, but not be afraid of the stage, and hopefully maybe our schedule will set us up for that. We've played, we were looking today, we scrimmaged Peru, who's still undefeated. We played West Lafayette, who's 5-1 and state ranked. We played Tippecanoe Valley, who's state ranked, undefeated. We played LCC, who plays an extremely tough schedule. They're one of the top 5 2A teams in the state, so we've played teams of this team's caliber. We just need to eliminate mistakes and match their intensity. And in all honesty, we need something positive to happen early. That's what I told the kids. Only one of our games have we had gotten off to a positive start. And that was the Elwood game. That was the game we won. We put a lot of stress on playing well in the first quarter, and matching their intensity and trying to do things right, eliminate our mistakes and do all those good things and let's see where we're at after a quarter.
I got to mention, Coach Toll, you've been coaching here at Tipton. Your only place you've coached since 2005. You've played Hamilton Heights 19 times. You come up with 12 wins in those 19 games.
Yeah, this is actually the Hammer game was my very first game, as a head coach. They were state ranked in the top 5 and it was a great, great ball game. Coach Crawley was a sophomore on that team. That was, that, it was my first game as a head coach. It was his first start as a sophomore, and somehow, some way, we found a way that night and won 20-19. That was my first win, and this game's always been really special to me ever since that. But to have a 12-6 record against a quality program like Hamilton Heights, a school that's 800 kids, and we're in the 400s, and that's a feather in our cap. But we've got our hands full tonight for sure.
Coach, I appreciate you spending time with us. Thank you very much, and good luck, sir.
Absolutely, always enjoy it.
We're gonna walk this direction. That is Coach Aaron Toll, Tipton Blue Devils. 19 years. I tell you what, 19th year will be next year. He'll be back.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I don't think he's going anywhere at all. He's got a great record here, and the kids love him and look forward. I know our middle schoolers look forward to coming up and playing for him. Very knowledgeable man, and always has him ready to play.
So we're going to walk this direction. That was very kind of both coaches allowing us to speak with them. As you can tell, more of them, less of us. That's for people to understand the demeanor of the gentleman. He's guiding the ship for each of these schools. And I tell you what, Larry, you look back and you think about these games that have taken place. I tell you what, we got the records here in front of us. We hope they're accurate. I'd say 95% accurate, but somebody's going to find something wrong with what I'm going to say. Maybe what you're going to say, I don't know. But orange and blue every year.
Yeah, it's, my son went to Heights. I'm coaching now at Tipton, and, I don't care what sport it is. They always, both schools get up for this type of game, and, they circle it on the calendar early, and they want this one, both of them do. So, there's been some incredible games. I remember, my son playing and up here, and one year, got beat in the first game of the year and ended up in the sectional, and they squeaked it out and beat Tipton in the sectional. I think that was maybe 05, something like that, 05, 06. But, again, the kids, both sides are going to give it all. You can guarantee that.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we even got some alumni texting a little bit, wanting to know if this game is going to be available to be heard. One of those guys, Matt Griffey. Matt Griffey for the Huskies, he kicks, plays kick, he caught passes. His dad was an instrumental man to step in and coach his 7th and 8th grade team when the coach that signed up really shouldn't have signed up, and Mr. Griffey took over.
Yeah, he's still a legend down in Heights. My daughter, my son, both, he was her favorite teacher, and, quality guy.
Absolutely. I tell you what, a lot of blue, the Huskies are going to go with the white uniform since it's a away football game. Basketball, as we mentioned, be just the opposite. Blue Devils running some time up. They're catching some passes. They're lofting it in. We're watching Dallas Capshaw, and I tell you what, Dallas Capshaw has come a distance in this season so far.
Yeah, he's having to do a lot. Tonight he's going to be at safety as well for the first time this year. He was safety for a quarter last week when freshman Dakota Garman went down with a little bell ringer concussion, and Dakota won't be playing this week because of that concussion protocol. So he won't be leaving the field very often.
So they're throwing some passes. Coach is tossing some lofty passes. I guess I read today that Coach Steichen for the Colts said that Richardson, Mr. Anthony Richardson, is out of protocol. He's going to start versus the Rams this weekend.
Yeah, I just heard that on the radio as well. And I don't know, Mr. Minshew did a pretty decent job going into Baltimore. I know Baltimore had some key injuries as well there on the defense, but I did not think that they were going to pull that game out. And sure enough, how many 5 field goals? And I think 4 of them were over 50. I don't know if that's got to be a Colts record. I don't know if it might even be an NFL record.
I believe you're right. I tell you what, they were talking to town on NFL radio, and I'm sure on ESPN and NFL Network. But what do you think about Thursday night? To get the Amazon station, you got to work like a dog. My wife hooked me up with it because I'm not very good at hooking up like that. But Thursday night, basically, it's hard to see a game.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because a lot of colleges are even playing these Friday night, Thursday night, Wednesday night games. It seems like any day you turn on the TV at night, you can find a football game somewhere.
Absolutely. So Colts 2-1. I think they're shocking some people in the early season.
Yeah, they sure are. You know, it's always like that. You know, teams, you know, come out of the gate hot, or they come out slow. And like the Bengals, for example, this year, you know, with Joe Burrow on the mend, you know, they were looking terrible, but I'm sure, you know, they'll pick it up during the year and end up with a good year as well. But NFL, I don't see how people bet on games for the NFL, because it just seems like on any given day, any team can beat any other team. And, you know, who would have thought a couple years ago that the Lions would be dominating the NFC Central, but they sure are. So,
Gary Danielson. But I say, well, they were good back then, but especially when they had that jig and jag water bug carrying the football.
Oh yeah, Mr. Barry Sanders. Yeah, that was they were pretty good back in those days too. But yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I just get tired of seeing the same teams dominating every year and every year. So you know, never was a Patriots fan anyhow, but you got to thinking, boy, I just want to watch somebody else in the Super Bowl.
Okay, we're talking about Barry Sanders. How about Billy Sims? I can't remember who played first, but why'd the other guy go ahead and get to wear number 20?
I think Billy was before Barry, if I remember correctly. One went to Oklahoma, the other Oklahoma State. So, you know, those two guys are renowned forever as Detroit Lions royalty.
I appreciate you. You are a brain magnet, man. I
tell you what. I don't know about that, AJ, but you've got the memory. I try my best, but it's getting harder every year, you know.
My dad has a saying. He says, I got a great memory, but it's not very long.
That's how I am. You know, I walk into the kitchen and wonder what I came in there for, you know. So, you know, getting to be that age a little bit where you're like, where did I put my keys? And they're already in your pocket, you know.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we'll talk about these games a little bit. We'll talk about last year. We were at Hamilton Heights. Husky got a decisive win. Husky's got the win 42-7 over Tipton. Tipton last year went on to be 5-6 of the season. Huskies were 8-3. Quality football at Hamilton Heights.
Yeah, they, in fact, I sat with Coach Shear's mom and dad, Carmi and Devon Shear, at that game. And, yeah, we're rooting for, both sides there, you know, but you know, Dustin, they had a tough night against the Huskies last year.
I tell you what, the Huskies, they got the hammer back last year. A lot of folks don't know that Tipton had the hammer for the 4 years prior.
They had some good teams, and the Huskies were down a little bit. And like I said, every year, though, Coach Kirshner has got them, you know, winning more games every year. More and more, and you know, they're sitting at 5-0 right now, and looking forward to a really good year. And they're going in the toughest sectional, I think, in Indiana high school football. With who's all in there? Chittard and Darren Catholic, and gosh, we have Tippecanoe Valley and Peru. You know, all those teams undefeated and ranked in the top 10. I think there's 5 teams in that sectional that are ranked in the top 10 in 4A or 3A.
Unbelievable, almost, if we didn't see it happening. I say, what, 2021? Got to mention, the home games for Tipton. Tipton has the odd number of years, and then Hampton Heights has the even number of years. I really didn't figure that out till just by yesterday. But I'll mention 2021, Hamilton Heights went to Tipton. It was back here, and Tipton got the win 21-0. Has Hamilton Heights finished the season 6-4. Tipton finished the season 10-2.
Yeah, that was a good year. I'm trying to remember that game. I know it was at it, but can't remember much about it.
Drew Servies was playing linebacker quite well. And I tell you what, that guy went on, and I think it was Franklin College.
I was not aware of that.
Actually, his grandpa bought a decal. I saw him, and he let me put it on his back window.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I don't really know what that year was all about, but trying to remember some of them back in the mid-2000s when my son played and had some good ball players. Coach Frawley, same age as my son, played against each other. So he started talking to me before the game, and he said he remembers a play where he thought he was going to get a tackle, and all of a sudden my son came out of nowhere and blindsided him. He said, yeah, he said he was kind of cloudy for a little bit after that one. So.
That's Matt Murdock. And we're also talking 2020. That was at Hamilton Heights. Tipton got the win 24-21. As Coach Toll said, he's not sure that the right team won that game because there was a late field goal. I think Cole Jackson hit it inside a minute left, and it took a big play from Eli Carter to go 75 yards to get in scoring distance for Cole Jackson that year. Tipton finished 9-3, Hamilton Heights 4-6.
Yes, it was, gosh, I'm trying to remember who was at Heights. I've kind of lost track of a lot of the guys, you know, starting to see some of their kids playing Little League flag football now down there at Hamilton Heights. But, yeah, another close game.
In 2019, Hamilton Heights was at Tipton. Tipton got the win 35-28. That was a game, and we'll mention Tipton finished the season 6-5, Hamilton Heights 2-8.
Yeah, I really remember the game the year before that, I think, was a big shutout win for Tipton. I think you got there, I think it was 60-something to nothing, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. We'll see if we got enough time here. We're going to go up in the booth and have a press box type of game. We're trying out this night tonight. We're trying this lengthy pregame, see how it's going to work, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, both coaches wanted to, you know, do their interviews a little early, so we have some time to fill.
Senior night for Tipton. Coach Toll had to be ready to shake hands and be a genuine, because he's a genuine man.
Yeah, I think these guys, you know, they, both coaches respect one another, and, you know, so it's good to see, you know, friendly rivalry.
Until we kick off. Yeah, but that flip the switch. But, they were talking about flip the switch. I was kind of talking about going to the huddle, listening to the quarterback, going to the line of scrimmage on the way up there, flip the switch, play the game. But after the play's over, flip the switch back off, get back in the huddle, and just keep playing that way. Because, as you know as well as I do, Larry, that a football game really only has maybe, I don't know, 14 minutes of action in it. And there's a 48-minute game.
Yeah, and I always tell our players at the middle school, I said, you know, 95% of the plays, and that's in any league, you know, from middle school to high school, college, to the pros, is only about 4.5 seconds long. So and I try to tell them, you know, you can do anything for 4.5 seconds, and then you do it again, and you do it again, but you don't concern yourself with what happened only the next play. So I think any sport, you got to be that way.
And they're lucky to have you on the staff. You're the DC, and while we're talking about that, we're talking to Adam Noel up there. He's in the booth. He's up above. He's going to do some quality work. He does quality work. But he was telling us that the Huskies have quite a few alumni coaching the team, and that goes the same way for the Blue Devils.
Oh, yeah, that's something you always want to have is that those folks that bleed blue or bleed orange, and they bring a little something, a little perspective to the game that these young guys might not be aware of, and keep that tradition alive.
And then 2018, Hamilton Heights hosted Tipton. It was a final score that was a little bit decisive. We're not going to mention the final score, but we'll mention the scoreboard wasn't working that night, and they got a brand new scoreboard. It's a Jumbotron. I think I heard the price tag. I'm not going to mention that. I'm not sure it's right, but that scoreboard is college bound.
I saw that last year at the game, and I was pretty impressed with it, but it beats the heck out of the one that got blown over on a tornado when my son was playing that one. They found out on State Road 19, I believe.
Yeah, they took the pictures of that. They posted it in the press box. And then in 2017, Tipton and Hamilton Heights, it was at Tipton. Tipton got the win 31-7. Tipton finished 9-2. Comes 9-3-8. We're talking in the Mitch Street era right now. Mitch Street, the only coach for the Huskies that took a Husky team to the final game at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, like I said, I remember again back in the mid-2000s, you know, Bishop Chittard was always in the sectional, and they won most of those state titles in those years, and so it was just hard to get out of that sectional. But I think that pushed up that year, but they had a really good team. I was actually working for the Huskies, taking film that whole year, so I remember that one quite well.
I remember that one too. We were up high. We had to look down and see ants. They were small little ants. You look at this little 19-inch TV to talk about the game, and that's the same way that that the gentleman who was it that recently coached hockey, Bob Laney, he did it the same way. And then I said, well, you got to think about that game. You think about Chittard, Bishop Chittard. Hamilton Heights showed up there. I was talking to Coach Street earlier this week. He was kind enough to return my call, and I'm talking to him. He's talking about that other than the first 7 minutes, Hamilton Heights pretty much played and they stood their own. I mean, the game was 23-13 late. Hamilton Heights had the ball. They ended up on their own 9-yard line. I think about 9 seconds left. They elected, Coach Street said, hey, we got here playing this way. We're going to go for it. He took a team vote, a quick team vote. Maybe it's him, but he allowed the vote. But they went for it. And on 4th and 9, and the snap came in low to Corey Beck. And nothing he could do. He just rolled over and went out in the end zone about 3 or 4 yards deep. Chittard fell on it, scored a touchdown. And the way I look at it, anybody that looks at that score that didn't go to that game is misled on the score.
Exactly. I vaguely remember that closing minutes of that game, and yeah, it was a little disheartening for the Huskies.
It was, and we'll also mention Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they went to the final game. I think that was 2013. They ended up at 11-4. I think I mentioned this before, but they went to Lucas Oil, and they had to play Ritter. They had to play the Ritter Raiders. Ritter Raiders is parochial. That means they're a private school. And when they played them, actually, on offense and defense, they had 22 seniors, and I believe they were all different men. And that's a pretty good score in front of you.
Absolutely. Looks like we're getting ready for senior night here at Tipton Ford Field. Cheerleaders are lining up. Football players, seniors, and will probably be coming down. So this is their homecoming, so they and senior night, I should say, not homecoming, but senior night. So always a special night for coaches and the players.
And I probably should also mention Tipton Blue Devils were runner-ups in the state 2 other times. Coach Toll. Coach Toll's got a banner up there, 1988 state runners-up. He caught passes. I think he wore 81. I think I misspoke on 88 one time. Maybe it's 81. But he caught passes, and he held for a kick that was the longest kick ever kicked by Tipton Blue Devil. I think it's 46 yards. And that 46-yard kick put them in the semi-state.
Wow. I knew the 46-yard, but I didn't know how it was connected to Coach Stoll. But, yeah, that's quite a boot for a high school kicker.
I think it might have been the final game. I'm not sure. Semi-state or final game. But that was a pretty good year. And I tell you what, then both these coaches, as you said, they probably had, they talk with one another. They stand there before a game. It's like watching guys on a basketball court. The coaches stand there and talk, and it's just cordial.
And I really enjoyed tonight. Coach Chuck Reeves, he runs the defense for the Huskies. Great guy, great teacher, retiring this year. And, my son has very fond memories of Coach Reeves, and my daughter, ran track with both his daughters, and I just wish him the best. He's a quality guy, and has invested a lot into the Heights program.
Chuck Reeves, Smoke Sterrett, they went in tandem, coached one season. They went 8-3 with a tandem coaching staff, and we got to mention Jason Simmons. Jason Simmons, he coached in 2009-2010. He went 21-4 in those 2 years. Then he went to, I think, Noblesville. But, he took Caleb Small with him everywhere he went, except we mentioned him. He went to Ben Davis, did well 3 or 4 years. But this year, he bolted. He went to his alma mater. He's at Miami of Ohio coaching, and Caleb Small is still calling the plays at Ben Davis.
Yeah, offensive coordinator, and he's one of my son's best friends. They're both in each other's wedding, and Caleb's doing a great job, and I think they're ranked number 2 in the state right now, Ben Davis Giants.
I'll tell you what, you look back and down here you see Steve Stern, Coach Steve Stern. What a big cog in the wheel to get him to height on the map. And I mean, they were good before. You talk about Coach Ted Huber and you talk about Coach Bill Plummer. I'm not saying anything that I'm not inventing a wheel, but Coach Stern, after starting out 0-10, he never looked back.
Yeah, he's kind of done that wherever he was at. He was down at Paoli, I think, before he came up to Heights. And, again, a tough-minded coach. He really worked the boys hard and had him some very successful years there. And so and I think now he's at, North Decatur or Chargers, yeah. So still coaching.
Sure has got his son through the system, put him in college. Somebody told me that his son had an opportunity to play football, baseball, or basketball in college.
Yeah, he was a pretty good athlete, as I understand. I remember him as a little bitty kid running around on the sidelines. But yeah, they he's like I said, he's done a great job taking every team that he's been at from nothing to something special.
Dustin Shearer and Seth Pickett have a pretty good photograph with Mr. Shearer, the young boy.
Okay. Oh, Alex, yeah, Alex Stern, yeah.
So that's good, and I tell you what, we'll talk about sectionals coming up. You talk about the sectional. You did talk about the end. It's going to happen. They're going to have the Perry Show. We'll talk about that up there. The Perry Show is going to be October the 8th. It's going to be October the 8th. It's going to be shown exclusively on internet TV. You can watch it. You can watch it happen on IHSAATV.org. IHSAATV.org. And you can watch it that night. It's going to be in the late evening, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Central Time. And I think they're going to have Bob Level, the host, and Mr. Condry, the host also. That ought to be good. It's always good when they show who's going to play who.
Yeah, there's not an easy game in that section, I'll tell you what. So, somebody's going to have to do their best work to get through that one.
Sips is going to be looking at Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are a few good teams in there, but once the season's over, it's a 0-0 record.
Yeah, that's how it is over here. I grew up in Ohio, and you had to earn your way in. You know, they only took so many teams, and you had to have a good enough record to make it there. And so it wasn't all for in, all in. But
and Hamilton Heights, when I was there, just didn't get in there. And with the cluster system, we watched the games.
Okay, yeah. I didn't realize it was that way. Maybe it was just back in the day. That's how they did it. But now, everybody gets to participate. And only one team ends up with a win at the end of the year.
I said, well, last week at Hamilton Heights, they had a homecoming of their own. And they announced 50-year anniversary team. 50. One of those members was number 60, Gary Brown. Gary Brown, what a linebacker. So he was announced. He's 68 right now. I said, well, he sounds good and looks good. And Gary Brown, his coach is Ted Huber. And he told me, I think I heard otherwise, someone else told me, that Gary Brown was the first Husky to ever make the North-South All-Star Game.
Wasn't aware of that either, but I'm getting up close to that myself. And I've got my 45-year high school reunion next year, and makes you feel old.
Yeah, 40 years is coming up for me. I'm glad you're a bit older than me, because I felt pretty obsolete without you here.
I don't know about that, AJ. You've been doing this for a long time, and had a lot of good helpers. So I'm just glad to be doing it this year, and since I know a lot of these boys from middle school, and nice to see them, continuing in football and in their lives.
That sounds good. I say, well, we probably walk up there now. Talk about a pregame. They got done with the announcing the seniors. Senior night here at Tipton High School. And a lot of folks on looking. We'll mention Hamilton Heights travels well. They didn't have to travel too far, Larry.
No, like I think you said earlier when you were interviewing Coach Toll, you can probably ride your bicycle up here, but only about 7 to 8 miles away. So right up the road on State Road 19. So we're heading up to the press box now, and see what we can see in these festivities going on. I'm senior night.
Pretty good crowd up here already.
Coach Degler, how are you?
What's going on?
Not much. We're recording everything here. Hey, Jim, go ahead and hand this up to you when you get up there.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, Larry. I'm going to walk up the hatch here. Climb the ladder here. And then, so Tipton and Hamilton Heights are going to go at it tonight. And then we'll talk a little bit about pregame while we have a moment up here. Both teams have gone on into the locker rooms. Hamilton Heights have a makeshift locker room. We'll call it that. Larry let me go in there a few weeks ago. It is nice. A nice locker room. It's about like having a home locker room at an away game. So that sounds good. And we're getting ready to talk this over. And I'm going to let Larry address you for just a minute.
All right. Again, we've got about 18 minutes left before kickoff. I said we're having a little bit of free time here and go over some things here. High school football rankings. And this updated was on Tuesday 9/26. We have, this is National High School. Okay. This is at Mater D. Monarch, Santa Ana, California, number one. Number two, Bishop Gorman, Las Vegas, Nevada. Number three, Chaminade, Adonis Lions from Hollywood, Florida. Number four, IMG Academy Ascenders, Bradenton, Florida. Number five, Buford Wolves, Buford, Georgia. Number six, Duncanville Panthers, Duncanville, Texas. Number seven, North Shore Mustangs, Houston, Texas. Number eight is Kahuka, Red Raiders, Kahuku, Hawaii. All right, there was a tongue twister to start tonight. Number nine, St. John Bosco Braves, Bellflower, California. Number 10, Central Rockets, Miami, Florida. 64, Ben Davis Giants, Indianapolis, Indiana. And number 66, Brownsburg Bulldogs, Brownsburg, Indiana. See what we have here.
We'll go ahead and talk about what happened last week. Talk about the week. Tonight's ball games, we'll talk about September 22nd. That's last week. Actually, there was a game on the 23rd. We'll talk about that. Week number six last week, Hoosier Conference game night, last Friday night. Here are the results. 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. start. It was Central Catholic at Rensselaer Central. Central Catholic got the win, 42-19. That was a West Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. 7 o'clock start last week. Northwestern was here with Tipton. East Division matchup. Northwestern got the win, 43-27. Also last week, 7:30 start, Twin Lakes Indians. It was a cross-conference game. They were at Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got the win, 45-0. And then 7 o'clock start last week, Western traveled to Linton-Stockton. A year ago and a year before that, Linton-Stockton was at the top about all the time in Class 1A. They are 1A. Western and Linton-Stockton is a non-conference game. Linton-Stockton 49, Western 14. And then last Saturday's game, September 23rd, 7 o'clock start, West Lafayette Red Devils were at Benton Central doing battle with the Bison. West Division matchup, West Lafayette got the win, 49-14.
All right, looking at this week, Friday, September 29th, week 7. Who's your conference game night tonight? 5 games, 10 teams, 1 non-conference game. 7 p.m. right here at Tipton Ford Field. Hamilton Heights will be at Tipton. Also at 7 o'clock, Central Catholic will be at Twin Lakes, the Western Division matchup. 8 p.m., Rensselaer Central at Benton Central, another West Division matchup. 7 o'clock, Tippecanoe Valley, non-conference, 6-0, against West Lafayette, 5-1. That would be a good, hard-fought game of the week. Also at 7 o'clock, Western will be at Northwestern in an East Division matchup. So it rounds up the games for this evening.
I said, well, Larry, across the way there, they got the band. You're going to come out.
they're dressed up as if they were working on a highway. And once in a while, you know, you just drive way too fast by these workers. When we kind of take advantage and just I have to take it for granted of the highways that are built, because they are tremendous. We're not riding horses.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of construction going around Indianapolis, so you see a lot of those yellow vests.
And what, over on 31 right there, 276th Street, right there where Reynolds Farm Equipment is, they're getting ready to put an over and under. The only way to get to Central through Reynolds is going to be on the over. You take the over and you take the exit. It's going to be right there near the same vicinity, but they told me today it's going to be a little bit deeper to get off of there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of work there on 31. That, you know, it used to take you forever and a day to get from, Cicero or Tipton all the way down to 465, but now, boy, you just slide on down there.
I guess they're talking about the businessman that carries the suitcase or the briefcase trying to make it a 45-minute difference to go to Indianapolis to South Bend.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, they, like I said, you got that outer belt now around Kokomo, so you don't have to deal with all that stop-and-go traffic. So, yeah, that'd be great.
You take that and bypass at Kokomo?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anytime I'm going north of that, I try to avoid going out there on the strip there in Kokomo.
Absolutely. So the band's out there. They're going to have the national anthem here momentarily. We'll just hold off for that. I tell you what, Larry, both offenses gonna try to click. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. They do have 8 seniors on offense, 8 seniors on defense. They do have 21 seniors. They got to make sure they have 64-man roster. As Coach Toll said, they're about 800 right there in the enrollment. But I tell you what, Tipton Blue Devils, they just don't have quit in their vocabulary.
No, it's like I said, been a rough year for them so far, and got some injuries, so going to have to bring it all they got tonight. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. Everybody's standing, we're ready to go.
That's the national anthem. That was the Hamilton Street, the Houston Blue Devil Band. 10:48 left on the pregame clock. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Huskies. They have a school enrollment, 731. We'll mention their Class 3A, sectional 28. In their sectional are 18. They are Hamilton Heights, Indianapolis Guitard, Perrine Tigers, Tippecanoe Valley, Devon Catholic, Mattaniquak, Oak Hill, Northwestern. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Mr. Jared Mason. A year ago, he issued the coaching staff, helped out with the defensive line, and that's kind of evidence. We'll mention the athletic director is Kurt Ogden, the athletic department manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802. State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. can dial them up on telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhsc.org. They're with the colors, orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. Tonight's contest is an East Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention back home, they play on synthetic field turf at Husky Stadium. They're currently 6 wins, 0 losses on the season. They're 2 wins, 0 losses in the East Division. We'll mention the head coach. He spoke with us pregame. That's Coach John Kirshner. He's currently 28 wins, 29 losses. He's working in year number 6 at Hamilton Heights. He went to high school at Ben Davis. He's a 2004 graduate. He went on to college at Olivet Nazarene. That's in Illinois. That's right there where the Bears have training camp. And I'm not sure if he tried out for them, but I tell you what, John Kirshner has lost some of his playing weight. And he looks pretty plush right now. And I understand he can bench 300 pounds. And I think I witnessed that once. But we'll also mention he graduated 2008 from Olivet Nazarene. He grew up, as you heard in the pregame. We'll talk about that. That's Mitch Street. He became pretty good friends with Mitch Street. They went to school together in college, and they have a good relationship presently and probably forever. So that's Olivet Nazarene teammates. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Huskies. It'll be next week, Friday night, October 6th. It'll be a 7:30 start time. It's going to be Class 4A, Sectional number 18, South Bend, Washington Panthers. We'll be at Hamilton Heights, Class 3A, Sectional 28. Women's in South Bend, Washington, are in the Northern Indiana Conference. Here's Larry with the Blue Devils.
Thanks, Adrian. At Tipton, Blue Devils, enrollment is 454. They're in 2A, Section 36. There's 8 teams. Bluffton, sitting at 6-0. Alexandria, at 5-1. Eastbrook, 4-2. Eastern Comets, 4-2. Franklin, 3-3. Tipton, 1-5. Elwood, 1-5. And Blackford, 0-6. Principal is Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic Director, Corey Fernung. Athletic Trainer, Burke Emmert. Located at Tipton High School is 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Phone number, 765-675-7431. You can also find them at TiptonAthletics.com. Colors are blue and white. Who's your conference Eastern Division? Right now, the standings on the Eastern and the Western Division. First in East, Hamilton Heights is 6-0, Northwestern 3-3, Western 2-4, Tipton 1-5. West Division, West Lafayette 5-1, Twin Lakes 4-2, Central Catholic 3-3, Benton Central 1-5, and Rensselaer Central 2-4. Coach is Aaron Toll in his 19th year. Record is 135 wins and 77 losses. He's a Tipton High School graduate from 1990 and an Indiana University graduate from 1995. Next up for the Blue Devils will be at the Western Panthers on October 6th, Friday night, 7 p.m.
Hey, thanks, Larry. So they're announcing right now. He's getting ready to announce the Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to stand down there, I should say, kneel in the corner of the end zone. They're going to talk about something and say something silently with their heads bowed, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of a tradition for them in that corner of the end zone. Just, get focused, say a little prayer there, and get ready to go to battle here. So, as AJ said, it's a construction scene here tonight at Tipton Ford Field. Cheerleaders band all have the yellow safety vests on, as does the student section. So they do something new about every weekend here. So you can kind of go over a little couple things here. Maybe let's see. All right. Again, as talked about earlier, Hamilton Heights has a pretty senior-laden team, both offensively and defensively, starting one sophomore, but most... Oh, not going to play tonight. That's correct. That's correct.
So they're going to announce right now. We'll just go ahead and remind you that we welcome you, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, Tipton Ford Field, home of the Tipton Blue Devils. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity football game. Tonight is the Hamilton High Huskies and the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So there's an awesome starting lineups right there for the Blue Devils. While we'll have a minute, we'll mention the Tipton County Tribune. Tipton County Tribune for comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports. Subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media, and the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.TiptonCountyTribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format when it comes to county sports coverage. A subscription to the printed weekly edition published on Wednesdays also allows access to the website, or one can get an online subscription only. It's your choice. Weekly matchups of Friday night football games, however, will only appear online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. For updates of games, one can also follow Michelle Garman. She's on X, that's formerly Twitter. Michelle Garman, she's on X, and we'll mention. You can catch her on Twitter. Let's go to @ Michelle _Garman. That's @Michelle, that's two L's, _GARMON. One can also like the Tipton County Tribune face page. So, for a story on tonight's football game, check out TiptonCountyTribune.com. Check it out on Saturday. That's tomorrow. That's Michelle Garman. And what a quality lady. I say, what, Michelle Garman? You met her. She works feverishly.
Yes, it's obvious she loves what she does and does a great job at it.
So, we're getting ready for some football here. Clock rolling down, 1:54 on the pregame clock. So the Blue Devils are ready to go. They're on their sideline. The Huskies are on their sideline, working across the way there to get warmed up. Bodie Dare throwing some passes. I got to admit, you know, just might as well say it now. Bodie Dare, he works his tail off. Not to say nobody else does, but he definitely does.
I'm sure he does. He's a good athlete, and so looking forward to seeing him playing quarterback tonight. And Huskies having to do a little juggling tonight. They've lost Oliver Conaway, a two-way starter, last week. And that Dakota Garman also was playing two ways, and he's not quite out of concussion protocol. And Cole Hussey, middle linebacker and fullback, he's out with a high ankle sprain. So Coach Cole's having to kind of juggle the lineup here a little bit, and think Nathan Hawkins, who normally a lineman, they got him playing a tight end tonight. He's coming off an ankle injury himself, so again, just kind of shaking it up and trying to get a competitive unit out there.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and mention Saturday. I should say Tuesday night, the 8th grade, 7th grade was going to play at Hamilton Heights. Mother Nature took over, played a couple plays, lightning hit. They tried to get the game in. They said no. But next Saturday is going to be the rematch, and they're going to begin that at 9 a.m.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be over at the old middle school there in Arcadia. Looking forward to it. We I believe their 7th grade is undefeated, and our 7th grade is they're learning, but they've only won one game, and our 8th grade is undefeated. So especially 8th grade, looking forward to that game. It'll be the last game of the year, and so those teams will get after that one, I'm sure.
So the coin toss happened. Huskies were standing at the north end. Blue Devils at the south end.
Hutchies called the toss, and they were correct. So they have the opportunity to receive or kick off. They elect to defer. That means they're going to let the Blue Devils select, and the Blue Devils are going to return this opening kickoff. And I was talking one time with another gentleman. We were talking about the opening kickoff, and if you select wrong, and if you decide to let the other team determine what they want to do, and they decide to kick, that's the wrong way to go because you're going to kick off both halves.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I don't know if anybody's made that mistake before, but that would be disheartening. Yeah. So yeah, it looks like Huskies will be kicking off towards the south, and Blue Devils will be returning, going towards the north.
So the Blue Devils going from our right to our left. Set to kick off. Huskies, we're going to see number 30. Number 30 is Keegan Scholes. Keegan Scholes, kicker for the Huskies. And a week ago, he got a field goal, third quarter, 21-yard field goal versus Twin Lakes. So, Calvin kind of deep, man. He's going to stand at the four. Looking for the whistle. There it is. Here comes the approach. Soccer style, 8 yards deep. Here's the boot. From Scholes, high revolution. End under end, and he's taken at the three. Calvin Conning go up the right team, the right hash. He'll take it out near the 20-yard line. They're going to spot him at the 20-yard line. He'll put it. The Blue Devils will put the ball in play at their own 20-yard line to start this ball game. Blue Devils jogging out. Dallas Capshaw. And they'll put it in play.
Yeah, that was Nick Cohen on the tackle there. A junior wide receiver, free safety on the tackle for the Huskies.
The Blue Devils adjourn at the line of scrimmage. They're in the lineup in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Calvin Condit going to be the deep back. So play clock starts. First play from scrimmage. Colin Cage is going to give it to Calvin Condit. Condit going to go left side, three hole. He'll take it out near the 35. Calvin Condit on his first carry, along with the blocking out front. They're going to call him a gain of four. It's going to bring up second down, six.
Jalen Q there, number 21, on the stop for the Huskies.
So calling the play in the huddle, Dallas Capshaw, 11:46 on the game clock. Clock not moving. I'm curious why. But they're going to line up in a shotgun. See them in the backfield, Calvin Condit. Split out wide left, slot right. Going to go motion. He's going to be near motion with Spidell. Going to dive it forward. Going to pick up positive yardage. It's actually a fumble on the play, and it's going to be picked up by Wolford.
Yeah, Will Wolford. I think there was, let's say, a bad center quarterback exchange there, put it on the ground, and Will jumped on it to kind of preserve the, yeah.
So they call timeout, official timeout. They're going to take a break in the action, going to put the play clock at 40. The game clock is a bit tall right now. I think they're going to have to go with it. So in the lineup in trips left side, that's the Blue Devils. Clock's going to roll, 11:43. Going to hand off right to left. Calvin Condit. Condit out of beyond the 30. Calvin Condit with the first down. Calvin Condit going to take the ball out to the 35-yard line. Blue Devils first down.
It looked like Carson Fettig and Jalen Pugh on the tackle for the Huskies from the outside linebacker and strong safety.
So the ball nosed up to the 35. It's at the left hash. 11:37 on the game clock. And the clock is stationary at 11:37. So shotgun. Going to hand off left to right. County. They'll cut it back middle of the field. They'll go up the seam there on the left side. They'll get five more out to the 40.
Their defensive tackle, Kendall Flanders, on that one. 6'3", 200 pounds. Moving pretty good for a big guy.
They're going to call timeout now. They're going to have to adjust an item there in the North Territory. That's the scoreboard that Dan Young. Dan Young purchased that scoreboard for Tipton High School. And I think they're going to talk it over right now. I think they are right now. We'll see if maybe somebody on the field was keeping clock. I know a few years ago at Hamilton Heights, they had to keep the clock on the field because the scoreboard just wasn't working.
Was that the tornado year? No. Just like that, I just remember that distinctly, then that the tornado came through after the ball game and blew that thing over.
They're saying the play clock is at 40.
But they started this game with 12 minutes on the game clock, and the Blue Devils are going to go to the line of scrimmage. Just inside the left hash, trips to the left. Calvin Condit, deep man in the backfield, the only back, along with quarterback shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Tight end right. Hand off, they'll go left. Excuse me, right to left. Calvin Condit has another first down. They'll take it out to the 48-yard line. Spot it right there, and Calvin Condit picks up another first down for the Blue Devils.
Then linebacker Ethan Millsap on the tackle, but Calvin drug him for a little ways.
So the Blue Devils huddle up. First and 10, ball spotted at the 47 of Tipton. And they'll break huddle. So photocrossphotography.com is on hand tonight. It's PH. I think that got FO. We'll talk about that. Shotgun. He's taken by Capshaw. He'll pitch it right side. He'll lose the handle. They're going to say he was down in the backfield. They're going to call it a forward pass, and they're right. That was an incomplete pass.
Yeah, it did. I think he was down on his knee, too, even if it was catchable, but it wasn't.
So they'll respot it. It's going to be an incomplete pass. Play clock is working at 40. They'll start it there. 10:51 on the game clock. Ball spotted out to the 47-yard line. Left hash, Blue Devils, in their first drive, opening drive here tonight. Hamilton Heights, Dan Shipton. Going to line up trips to right. Tied in left, I think about it. We're going to work it left to right. Calvin Condit is going to pick up one. Blue Devils pick up two, actually.
It looked like he was tripped up by Eric Balcom. Balcom was outside linebacker position.
So it's going to bring up a third down and 8. Ball resting at the 49-yard line, right there on the logo head. That's the new Blue Devil logo. They want that Blue Devil logo. It does look better than the other one, that's for sure. So they line up, twist to the right. Single man in the back to you. Calvin Shiner, he'll go left to right. He'll get the handoff. They're going to Husky territory. They're going inside the 45, near the 44. And the Blue Devils close to another first down, going to be a yard shy.
It looks like the strong side linebacker, Carson Fettig, on the tackle there. But, yeah, he got a good head of steam going.
They're actually 2 yards shy. It's 4th and 2. First big play of the ball game.
Yeah, they're going to go for it now, obviously, on their on the Husky side of the 50.
The ball's at the 45. Blue Devils need 2. The lineup trips to the right short side of the field. Shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Same man in the backfield, Calvin Condit. And Capshaw's going to take it himself. He'll get a first down. A little bit of a collision in the backfield. I think it was just a collision. I think Capshaw was taking the ball all the way.
I'm not sure what was happening, but he ran into Calvin Condit there a little bit, and maybe he just decided to keep it after the bump in there. So
ball moves to the 41 of Hamilton Heights. It's at the right hash. 1st and 10, Blue Devils, 9:06 on the game clock. Play clock at 23. It started at 40. The shotgun handoff, going to give it to the single man in the backfield, Calvin Condit. And a late flag comes in. Condit going to get a gain of about 1. A late flag comes in. And when they throw it in the pile, it's probably something to do with the tackle.
Yeah, it could be. And it looks like Kendall Flanders and Dean Mason teamed up on that. And that was about 430 pounds on top of him there.
So it's going to be a face mask. It's going to be the grazing of the face mask, the mild variety, and they're going to mark off 5 yards. It's not a first down. Didn't get a first down by penalty. It's going to stay first down over. It'll be first down and 5. They're running from the right hash. Ball resting at the 35. The Hamilton Heights trips to the right. Capshaw going to take the carry himself. Again, he's going to be loose. He's going to get a first down and about 7 additional yards. And Capshaw is he's walking on clouds right now.
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like Eric Bloom, or Balcom, I'm sorry, on the tackle there. But, yeah, they're moving the ball and opening up some holes for the back.
So Capshaw comes to the sideline, getting the play. Coach Dustin Shear calling the play, standing it in. He'll run back in. So what, if you're a high school quarterback, you got to be in some tremendous shape to go to the sideline and get a play every play, pretty much.
And Dallas is going to have to play safety, too, for the first time. So he's going to be going both ways. He's going to be a tired guy at the end of the game.
Little go shotgun. First and 10. Hand off Calvin Condon. He'll go left to right. He'll go four hole. He'll get what he can. His forward progress was halted. But Calvin Condon with his strong legs can just stay up.
Yeah, they were getting behind, pushing him a little bit, which I guess is legal still. And so picked up a couple yards, maybe two, maybe one and a half.
So they'll move the ball just inside the 19, almost the 18, not quite. They'll go from the right hash. Blue Devils, first drive of the ball game. Coach Toll looking for a good play, looking for a good start here. He mentioned that in pregame, and we'll mention there's a handoff. Handoff, right side, Calvin Conant, the ball carrier. That was a second down play, about second and eight. They're going to say no gain, it's going to say there. Third down, eight for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, they read that one out really good, and they had a good surge on the defensive line and got him before he really got going.
So Linda's trying to get this third down. I said, well, Larry's at the right hash. This is about a 40-yarder for Dakota Ferg if this play doesn't work.
Yeah, he'd have to boom one. But there's no win tonight, so be a good night for kickers.
Shotgun. Calvin Conant in the backfield. You're going to go right side of Capshaw. Tip to the right, tight end left, going to hand off. Right to the left, Capshaw's going to keep it. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Hamilton Heights was right there.
Yeah, big surge, had the middle linebacker, Ethan Millsaps, on a blitz, and he just got cut right in there and dropped him.
As a 42-yard, if they elect to try it, they're going to go for it. They're going to go offensively. They'll go from scrimmage. Blue Devils trying to pick up 10 to move the chains.
Yeah, they're going to have to get a big chunk right here, and so got to look for a pass possibly and some kind of a trick play maybe. I don't know, but they've the Huskies have stiffened.
Ball resting at the 25-yard line, 15 line to gain. Shotgun, Capshaw, calls the cadence. Drops the throw, looking left, going to roll right. Going to let one go. It's going to be caught, but not for enough yard to feet. Forward progress is not going to net a first down. He's going to be less than a yard shy, Larry. It's going to go back to Hamilton Heights on turnover of down.
Yeah, that was Tyler Carver came up with that catch. Nice sliding catch, but just a little short.
So a good opening drive for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils confidence out the wazoo for this game.
Yeah, they came out blocking pretty steady, but I think the Huskies adjusted and started getting pretty tough there and setting things down.
So the Huskies, first possession, they'll run the spread offense. They'll send four receivers to the right. Split end to the left. Shotgun quarterback is Bodie Dare. He's got an empty backfield. Take a shotgun snap. He's dropped two steps. Looking right. Going to roll out. Going to roll left. They're second away. Bodie Dare going to dive it forward. He's going to pick up about nine. Let's call it eight. On a carry, improvising.
Yeah, that was number 22, Blake Springer on the tackle, but Bodie kind of got the better of him, put him right on his back, but this Blake Springer's benefit, he held on to him.
So that's he's going to line up with a man in the backfield, single back. That's Owen Van Heren. He wears number 26. Bodie Dare, number 8, Cole McCady, shotgun. Going to hand off to Van Heren. He'll go right to left. He'll go one hole. To get out to the 34-yard line, Van Heren has the first down, and the Huskies are going to move the chains. 5:34, they'll stop the clock to move the chains, and they'll restart it.
Now, Landon Spidell and Dallas Capshaw on the tackle, but the Huskies blew a big hole open for the running back there.
So ball spotted, it's nosed up to the 34-yard line from the left hash. Empty backfield again. Bodie Dare in the shotgun. Trips to the right. Slot left, dropping the throw is there. He's going to look left. Looking to throw, he's going to let one go. Caught at midfield by Champion. Champion makes the catch. That's Tyler Champion. Champion had two touchdown passes caught last week against Twin Lakes.
Yeah, that was Dallas Capshaw saving a touchdown there. Had a tripped him up, and he was on his way.
So chains moved, first and 10. Clock moving, 5:03. 33 seconds on the play clock. Going to drop back in shotgun once again. Bodie Dare, empty backfield. Slot right. Now they move back into the backfield. Van Heren, split end left. So hand off to Heren. He'll go left side. Three hole, and the Blue Devils right there to make the stop. So they'll stop him right there. It's going to be for little to no gain.
It's going to be second down. A sit step back. They're going to call it a gain of three, actually. It's going to set a two, second and eight.
Defensive end Aiden Blair and Chase Hussey now playing middle linebacker. His brother's out this week with an injury. So nice tackle by Chase.
So they'll line up shotgun. See him in the backfield. Van Halen trips to the right, split end left. Call McKinney. There, he'll roll right. Rolling right, he's going to let one go. Pass is caught by Jalen Pugh. He's walking the tightrope. Got some extra yardage after the catch. Jalen Pugh making the catch. Pugh, last week he caught three for 35 yards.
Yeah, and Dallas Capshaw tried to, tried to read that route and cut in front, but just a little bit too late. Again, right down the sideline.
So what, you look at Bodie there and you look at his release. Looks a lot like a Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but he's throwing on the move pretty well.
Randall Cunningham plays for the Vikings. He punted when he's an Eagle, 90-yard punt. Shotgun snap will be taken. Going to hand off, going to go in the end zone. First score of the ball game. Hamilton Heights on the scoreboard. There's going to be a catch right there. Eric Balcom. Eric Balcom, number 28, with the score. And the Huskies go on the board first.
Yeah, really nice block in there from Simon Knott and Dusty Dunn. Their center and guard opened up a nice, precise hole.
We'll drop back to the point after touchdown. We'll try the kick. It's Tegan Scholes. Tegan Scholes, there's a spot. There's the hole. The kick is elevated and right down the middle. So the Huskies go out to an early advantage, 7-0. Blue Devils going to get the ball back on the kickoff return, and the Blue Devils will see if they can put this in the end zone. Last possession, they methodically moved the ball down the field.
Yeah, they did, and they come away with nothing there. But they did block it well, and Calvin Condit ran well, and so did Dallas Capshaw.
So they're going to huddle up on opposite sidelines, talk this over, getting ready for the kickoff return. And again, we'll mention IHSAA is going to put the Perry Show, actually, for football, Boys Football State Tournament. The Perry Show will happen on October the 8th. And we'll mention a 6 o'clock start Eastern Time. I misspoke, I think, and the pregame. It's 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Central Time. It'll stream exclusively on IHSAATV.org. That's IHSAATV.org. And you can listen to it on the Champions Network. That's the affiliate of the Champions Network for radio broadcast. And after the show, you can go to IHSAA.org, and you can see all the pairings right there in front of you on the computer screen. So set to kick off is Tegan Scholes. Calvin Condit going to stand at the 5-yard line. He'll back up to the 4 now. Calvin Condit on his way to a tremendous game.
Yeah, he's running hard tonight. So we'll see what becomes of it.
So squib kick, going to land at the 17. Caught it on a bounce. Calvin Condit will take it up the gut. To get out to the 25, he'll get extra yardage as he spins off a tackle. And they're going to get in forward progress to the 25-yard line. Blue Devils, first and 10.
Yeah, it looked like that was Tyler Overton on the tackle, as well as Mr. Balcom, who scored a touchdown.
So Dallas Capshaw in the huddle, calling the play. Play clock starting at 25. Haven't started it yet. He will now. Game clock is rolling. Change of possession. Not sure here. Going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Calvin County trips to the left, tight end right. Going to hand off right to left as Calvin Condit. They'll go beyond the 25 to get out near the 28-yard line. He's going to pick up three. It's going to be second down, 7.
Yeah, Dean Mason got in there pretty quickly, but Tyler avoided him and picked up about a yard. Well, about 4 yards, I guess.
The ball resting at the 28-yard line, chipped in territory. And I'll tell you what, that front line, they're working hard defensively, offensively, in the trenches. As you would say, Larry, shotgun snap taken by Capshaw. He's going to fake it, keep it himself. And the Huskies right there are going to sack him for a loss. And they'll put him down back at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, that was Nick Holland coming out of looks like a defensive end position. He just got right in there.
So they respot it back at their 22-yard line. Third down, 14. So what, a football quarterback got the wrong way to go. If he gets sacked, and it takes off yardage, and he goes to the minus sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was, like I said, they had that one read out.
Shotgun snap take. It's going to roll right, taps off. You know, Pierre Annie trying to let the ball go. He tried to get it offensively on the ground, pull the ball down, and I might have got one on the play. Double check that. They are going to spot it back. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 19. So they're going to send out their punting unit. We're going to see Mr. Spidell. Landon Spidell is going to take the snap at about 12 yards deep.
Yeah, he's punting again for about the third week in a row with Nathan Hawkins still nursing that ankle.
So he's looking for the snap. 1:48 clock moving. We're in the first quarter. There's the boot. Line drive is going to bounce at the Huskies 45. A couple of bounces picked up right there on the return. It looks like a water bug. Flag comes in. Flag comes in. Might be in the vicinity of a hold, or it's definitely going to use the hand. And on the return, it's Carson Fettig. Carson Fettig, he wears number 31. He's worn that since middle school.
Yeah, he took quite a shot there, too. Coming up, I think, was not sure who that was from the Huskies. But see what we got here. Black in the back. Going to move him back a little bit.
So flag in there. It lays at the 47 of Hamilton Heights territory. They're going to mark it off 10. It's going to be first down, but it'll be first and 10, not first and 20. 1:34 on the game clock. 7-0 contest. Hamilton Heights scored on their first possession. Huskies going to go through the line of scrimmage for their second possession here in the ball game. Going to line up the slot right, trip to the right, but out wide right, short side of field. Single man in the backfield is Owen Van Heeren. Quarterback, Bodie Darren, 5 yards deep, shotgun. Call McCage, he'll take the snap, he'll back up a couple of steps. He'll sling it left side, pass is caught at beyond the 45-yard line. Credit the catch. Tim Fleming, a sophomore. He caught 3 last week for 62 yards.
And that was Tyler Carver again on the tackle there. Tyler's getting to go both ways tonight. Normally we've got different guys out there, but he's getting a shot. He's a senior, and really excited to be getting a lot of playing time tonight.
So line up in the shotgun, Bodie Dare. Bodie Dare looks a bit like a Guy Griffey. About the same makeup. I tell you what, they're about stature, about the same. The handoff, go left side, going to be a first down. Van Heeren going to move the ball into Tipton territory. Stayed out to about the 48. And I say, what, Bodie's there? And he's 6'3", 195. I believe Guy Griffey, 6'2", 178 a couple of years ago.
And that was looked like Peyton Tregesser out there making the tackle.
So ball's resting, nose up to the 47 of Tipton from the left hash. Slot right, slot left, see him in the backfield. It's Fetty dropping the throw out of the shotgun. Bodie Dare, and throw an out cut. He'll complete it to Pugh. Jalen Pugh's going to zig and zag. He's going to make his way to the end zone. Jalen Pugh and Bodie Dare hook up for 47 yards on the pass play.
Yeah, nice downfield block by Taylor Champion, too. Got him sprung there right at the end.
So Pesky's going to line it up to the point after. They'll try the kick variety. Warming up right there. Keegan Scholes working the leg out. 3 yard approach. Soccer style right through the kicker. The holder is Tyler Overton. Here comes the snap. He'll call 40 a bit on the surface. Through the uprights. Looks just like a carbon copy of the first kick. It's good.
Yeah, he's got quite a leg. That one almost, hit the track. And so I'm sure he's kicking some field goals, too.
So Husky's going to kick off once again. Blue Devils is going to line up in kickoff return. So Huskies and Blue Devils, I tell you what, each day, the sun's going down now, but I tell you what, both sidelines and both fan bases enjoying the festivities.
This is a packed house here tonight, which is always the case, whether you're at Hamilton Heights or at Tipton with this rivalry game. There's not a seat to be had.
Absolutely. So what, did you guys have a game this week? You probably didn't, since the one was lightened out.
No, we play next Tuesday at Western. Then we play at Sheridan. We had to pick that up with Lewis Cass going out of the league, and like I said, reschedule with the Huskies on October 7th, Saturday morning.
Lewis Cass Kings, they entered the Three Rivers Conference. That's where Peru is at, so that's a tough matchup there.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, absolutely.
So Peru, I think you said they're unbeaten.
I believe so, yeah, at this point. And like I said, they look real strong in the scrimmage to kick off the year against the Blue Devils here. They looked pretty tough.
I watched Lewis Cass win the state against Heritage Christian. Must have been 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they always had some tough teams as well.
So here comes the approach. Steven Scholes, soccer style. 7 yard deep. Here comes the boot. End under end. Could be taken. What a catch by Calvin Condit. He'll bring it back out of there. He gets just across the 15. I think what Calvin Condit caught that like a Willie Mays over the shoulder.
Yeah, that was, I believe, number, oh gosh, who was that? Number 5, Gray Chandler on the tackle for the Huskies.
So Huskies going to line up defensively. Blue Devils going to put the ball in play right there at the left hash. Ball resting at the 15-yard line, maybe the 16, first and 10. Game clock is at 21.6. Going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Calvin Condit. Change of position. Clock will start on the snap. They got slot right to hand off left to right. Calvin Condit, he'll cut it back. He'll go one hole and get what he can. First quarter clock probably going to empty out. They're going to roll the clock. It's going to empty out. Condit, we're going to get a gain of 1.
Yeah, that was Dean Mason making another tackle on that. I think they've got that play sniffed out.
So ball spotted at the 18. The game clock at 3, 2, 1. And there's the game clock whistle. Whistle at a football game. So they'll spot it at the 18. They'll invert the field. Blue Devils going to happen when we return in second down 9. Larry, I hope you don't mind if we mention part of this. Is that okay? So we're going to mention right here Class 3A rankings. 3A rankings, this is the state of Indiana. This is among all the teams. So we mentioned in the Associated Press, number 1 this week is the Indianapolis Guard, 6-0. They're the same number 1 in the coaches' poll. And last week, they defeated Garen Catholic 13-7 in overtime. That's conference, that's a division 28 in Class 3A. We'll mention number 2 is West Lafayette, 5-1. And we'll mention number 3 is Hanover Central. They're 6-0. Number 4, Hamilton Heights Huskies, they're 6-0. And we'll mention the Huskies are rated number 9 in the coaches' poll. This week, they're at 6-0. And we'll also mention number 5 this week is Garen Catholic, 4-2. They're number 2 in the coaches' poll. And we'll mention Gibson Southern. Gibson Southern, that was a big team back when Hamilton Heights was thinking about playing Chittard or Gibson Southern in the final game. Right there at Lucas Oil, I did go down and watch that game as they played Gibson Southern and Chittard, a powerhouse. They had a lot of pick sixes in that game. And we'll also mention Gibson Southern is 4-2, and they're number 5 in the coaches poll at 4-2. We'll collect some of that in a little bit. And we'll mention the Blue Devils on offense. Second down, 9. Might be closer to 10, 8, but they're going to line up in a shotgun. There's somebody in the neutral zone, illegal procedure, Blue Devils.
Yeah, I don't know who that was, but somebody must see who that was.
So somebody moving early, they're going to back it up 5 yards. It's going to be second down once again, second and 14. So Blue Devils going to huddle up once again, 25-second clock, going to begin now. Game clock is at 11:52. It's going to start on the snap to begin the quarter. So Shotgun quarterback, Dallas Capshaw. Same in the backfield is Calvin Cottage. Slot left and Ridgeway is tight end right. Then they go left side, they'll break some chain. Calvin Cottage going to pick up a good gain. That's going to be close to about a 4 yards needed.
I believe that was Chase Fussy, running out of the fullback position there.
My ear, thank you, Larry. From Chase Fussy, I tell you what, for his first run of the game, that was the first of speed.
Now, he's a strong kid, and you're going to have to grab a hold of him with more than one guy.
So it's going to be third down, 5. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. They'll spin out right side. Split in, that's Landon Fidel. Split out wide left, Joe Clouser. Shotgun quarterback, single man in the backfield. Pass play, looking left, you're going to roll left, you're going to let the ball go, he'll throw it away. A flag comes in from the umpire behind the quarterback. He throws it in as if to spot it. And he randomly threw that flag, Larry, and if they go from that flag, it's 10 yards from where the flag lay.
Yeah, that looks like he's going to go against the Blue Devils. Huskies for clapping. Derek Bloom coming up the middle of send the linebacker right up the middle there.
The Huskies declined the penalty, and they'll take the down. The down was third down. It was incomplete, out of bounds. 11 minutes straight up on the scoreboard clock. We're in the second quarter. 14-0 contest. Huskies in front. Back to punt once again is Landon Spidell. Blocking back out front. Chase Huskies. Call for the ball, and he'll boot it out of there, and go right side, and he'll just spiral. It's going to go out no man's land. It's not going to be returned, and the Blue Devils jump on it just across the 50, and pretty nice punt there for Spidell.
Yeah, not bad at all. Get it out of there and there, kind of decent. So, it looks like the Huskies will be taking over right inside their end of the field, but almost right at the 50.
Larry, I don't know. I think you might have played the line. Is that true?
I did. I was the linebacker in the center.
I tell you what, a lot of times these linemen don't get the credit that they deserve. One of them is Dusty Dunn. Dusty Dunn, a senior. He plays right guard, 6 foot, 265. You're going to line up in a slot, right side, dropping a throw is there. Cody Dare completes it to Van Heeren. Van Heeren going to go into Blue Devil territory. They'll take it out near the 40-yard line. Going to be a first down for the Huskies.
And that was a nice complete play, and they had that great blocking there on the outside for the Huskies, and like I said, worked out very well for us.
Okay, let's spot the ball, nose up to the Blue Devil 40-yard line, ball's at the right hash. 10.5 minutes left, we're in the second quarter. 14-0 contest. Huskies on offense, they're going to line up in a slot. Left side, split out wide right. Single man in the backfield. Believe it to be Van Heeren. He'll get the handoff right to left from there. He'll get across or inside the 30, and he's going to get enough for a first down, about a yard extra.
Yeah, you talked about not giving the line their due. They are really blowing some holes open now for the Huskies. Dean Mason at tackle, Justin Hilton at guard, Simon Knott, 56 at center, 78 Dusty Dunn at the other guard, and tackle Drew Lightis. All guys over 200 pounds there, 220, 240. So driving them off the ball right now.
So shotgun formation. They're going to empty the backfield to put Q at an H-back left side. Flag comes in. They're going to stop play before it happens. They're going to call encroachment. Blue Devil's going to be in the neutral zone before the snap.
Yeah, they're like that. They're trying to get in there as quickly as they can, but just a little too quickly there.
So there'll be a 5-yard mark off. First and 5 for the Huskies. Ball just inside the 25-yard line. 9:52 left here in the second quarter. Huskies to the line of scrimmage. Joe Clouser going to defend left side. In the backfield. Defensive backfield for Gibson. Pugh going to line up left slot. I think that back is going to be Balcom. They're going to go to the end zone looking for Balcom straight down the middle. Cody Dare, I said, last week he threw 16 completions, 21 passes, 223 yards. He can sling it.
Yeah, he definitely can. He, again, good protection there. Tackles, I'm really impressed with Heights' tackles, how they move their feet. You know, not just big guys, but they're athletes as well.
going to back it up 5 yards. Huskies, the illegal motion. The illegal motion. Not sure if the maybe the motion man started up too soon. We talked about that. The NFL get away with that like murder.
All the time, yeah. But, yeah, if they go towards the line of scrimmage, even if it's an inch, they'll call that.
So they are the serious entertaining people.
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, they play hard, and they earn their money, in my estimation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They do a lot of risk in their game. So Husky's going to maybe go to a huddle. The ball's going to end up. They're putting it at the 29-yard line. It's going to be second down 10. So that 5-yard illegal procedure going to come back. Here comes the empty backfield. Bodie's there, and another flag comes in. They stop play pre-snap. Husky's had trips to the left, but out wide right. Umpire's going to let us know. The illegal procedure again. There's a little nervousness going on in the ballgame.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was on. I didn't see much movement there at all.
So they're going to back it up to the 34-yard line. Second down 15 for the Huskies. Ball resting at the Blue Devils 34-yard line from the right hash. Going towards the scoreboard. Huskies possession. Dropping the throw empty backfield. Looking left, going to roll out right. Wolford nearly got him from the backside. Going to keep on his feet. And Bodie Dare going to get a positive gain, maybe about 7. Bodie Dare going to pick up a gain on the play. He rushed 8 times versus Twin Lakes for 16 yards. But don't forget, when he gets sacked, that goes off his yardage.
He was he got away with one there. Like I said, Will Wolford came in, put pressure on him. He decided to run it and did a nice job there, tackled by Chase Hussey.
Twin Lakes last Friday. They rushed 20 or 14 times for negative 21.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's getting sacked, I guess.
So they're out of the backfield. Pass play out the flat double screen left side. Eric Balcom. Balcom out near the 20, in the spot near the 21 as they throw it out in the flat. And Bodie Dare, I say, well, we don't know where people are going to college. But we really don't want to know, but because the time we say it, they'll recommit.
That's how it is anymore, yeah. They change hats, seems like every week, some of these guys.
So they're in the lineup, left hash. So if you see the line of scrimmage, play clock at 28, game clock at 8:10. In the back, there is Balcom. To the left of shotgun quarterback, Bodie's there. He'll call the cadence. He'll take the snap. You're going to fake the hand off to Balcom or take it himself. You're going to go off the gut. You're going to take the football down near the 7-yard line. They have a first down, and the Huskies have a first and goal.
That looked like Landon Spidell on the tackle, but he made a nice fake there, kind of froze a cornerback, and almost got it in the end zone.
So ball is in the middle of the field. Huskies going to look straight up at the goalpost. Ball's resting at the 7-yard line. Play clock is at 30, start at 40. 7:49 on the game clock. Clock moving, second quarter. 14-0 contest. Huskies on the doorstep. Shotgun quarterback, Bodie Dare. Balcom in the backfield. Take that back. That is Van Heeren. They're going to stop play again. Illegal procedure. They're calling it on Hamilton Heights. Well, last week you talked about how many of those calls we had.
Yeah, I think there's... I think Blue Devils had like 8 or 9 of them last week, and so obviously these referees are watching things very closely.
So they'll start the clock again. It was moving when the penalty was thrown, so they'll start it now. 25-second clock has not begun. I believe it will. 7:26 on the game clock. Ball spotted near the 11. We'll call it the 12. It's still first and goal. For Hamilton Heights. They adjourn to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils, defensively, going to readjust, play their men. Defensive backfield. Joe Clouser out here, going to guard Champion, far left side, in the split in. Pass play, going to roll out right, incomplete. A little bit of a low pass, it might have been Jalen Pugh. Jalen Pugh has a low pass, couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's skipping himself, though, for that one because, you know, I go by the old saying that if you can touch it, you can catch it if you're a wide receiver. So that was a catchable ball, and he probably doesn't drop that too much, too often.
Not too long ago, Caleb Pugh was serious if he should play football. I'm glad he did.
He's quite an athlete.
So he'll line up in the shotgun. Bodie Dare. Stick him in the backfield. Going to roll left, does Dare. Looking to throw, does so. Find Champion. Champion going to shake off the would-be tackle. Good effort by Joe Clouser. And right there, Tyler Champion going to put a score on the board.
Yeah, Joe kind of reacted there a little slowly there. Got to him, got him around the leg, but Tyler spun and got away.
Joe Clouser and Tyler Champion will see each other again next year.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
So they're going to line up for the point after. Keegan Scholes. A little sideways there. I'm going to hike it back a little bit against the grain. They're going to fake it. They're going to hit to Balcom. They snap it to Eric Balcom, and he goes in for two.
Yeah, that was a nice design play. They didn't see that coming at all. So, took that one, the direct snap, and took it right in.
I tell you what, I'm not certain, but I believe him. Across the way there, Huskies, Adam Hughes called plays last year. He might be calling him again. We've got a gentleman up here has called plays very well. We spoke with him before the game.
Yeah, which one are we talking about there? Oh, yeah. I wasn't there to hear it, but so.
Meyer, that's Adam Knoll. So Huskies on their sideline, Blue Devils on their own sideline, talking this over. 6:46 on the game clock. Huskies go for two. They get it on their third touchdown, the 22-0 contest. And after a while, Larry, you got to talk about number 8 here in the state, here in Indiana. Number 8 this week is Heritage Hills. They're 5-1. Heritage Hills. Number 7 in the coaching poll, and Heritage Hills, Jay Cutler, they know him pretty well.
Yeah, old Chicago Bear.
I tell you what, he could sling the ball. He tried hard, but he was pretty darn good going to the NFL out of a 3A Indiana school.
I remember him pretty well, anybody can get to the league, you know, they've been working hard.
I said, what, Justin Fields or Jay Cutler? Who would you choose?
Well, Justin's got some years to prove himself, so I think I'd go with Justin, though.
And he happens to go to a college you like.
Yeah, Ohio State. So we wish we had him back.
So, here comes the approach. Taking Skull, 40-yard line, he'll boot it. It's going to go sideways. Spiral is going to go... They're going to get the end zone, but did it get out of bounds prior to? Yep, they're going to throw a flag. That ball just did get out of bounds. It wasn't quite like a Justin Jefferson out of bounds, touchback, but just a woman out of bounds. And the Blue Devils are going to take over 25 yards from where the kick took place, so taking it to 40.
Yeah,
the
Blue Devils going with a one-man back instead of two, and they're running Calvin Condon from sideline to sideline with those kicks.
So what, this type of flag, when it comes down, I got to admit, Mr. Arnett Cooper taught me this. He said when the flag like that goes out of bounds, when the ball goes out of bounds, you've got three choices. You can back up 5, kick it again, take it where it went out of bounds, or take it 25 yards from where it was kicked.
Didn't realize that. I thought it also always went out at the 35.
My air, 35, 25 yards from where it kicked. There we go. So Blue Devils have a possession. How about these umpires and referees talking something over right here? They're talking about, actually, they're going to put it at the right hash at the request of the Blue Devils.
All right, well, here they go.
So shotgun formation is Dallas Safshaw. Put him in the backfield. Dallas, Calvin Connett, slot right. They're going to hand off. Left to right, ball's knocked free. The tackle knocked it free by... And the Huskies going to pick it up. And the Blue Devils going to lose the possession. That was a well-designed tackle.
Yeah, it was very nicely done. Knocked that ball right out. And Carson Sedek, who picked it up, he might have thought twice about picking that up because there was a lot of open green in front of him.
So Huskies get the ball back at the Blue Devil 35. Ball resting at the left hash.
6:38 on the game clock. Play clock is at 19. That's the two of the line of scrimmage. They'll line up trips to the right long side of the field. They'll go from the left short side of the field. Nick Bishop. Bishop will drop the throw. Pass play. Caught. There. Finds the receiver. Gets his cut. By Cam Fleming, he'll make his second catch in the ballgame.
A nice tackle there by Tyler Carver.
So, going to be a first down by pass. Ball's resting at the 31-yard. I'll take it back. Not a first down. Gain of 4. It's going to be 2nd and 6. Ball resting at the 31-yard line from the right hash. Slot left. In the slot is Jalen Pugh. Going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Split right. Hand off. Left to right is going to be Van Haren. Van Haren's going to stay on his feet. They'll blow the whistle for forward progress, and then he'll go down to the surface.
Yeah, that was a nice run by Van Haren and Chase Hussey on the tackle for the Blue Devils.
So the ball resting near the 29-yard line. Clock moving, 5:36, 3rd down 4. Blue Devils trying to get this ball back. Going to line up, shotgun, single man to backfield for Hamilton Heights. Split right, slot a few trips to the left, calling the cadence. Bodie there, he'll drop the throw, he'll look left, pass play. Bubble screen, left side, good defensive effort. Going to stop him near the 30, about the line of scrimmage, what a play.
Yeah, Tyler Carver with another good stick out there. Like I said, he's getting some action tonight, a lot more than he normally does, and he's making the most of the opportunity.
The ball's inside the 29, near the 28-yard line, 4th down 4. Ball resting at the Blue Devil 34. Hussey's going to go for it. It'll be about a 51-yard attempt from here for Stoltz. Last week, Stoltz hit a 21-yarder in the 3rd quarter. Shotgun trips to the right, split left. Going to roll right. Does Bodie dare? He's going to let one go. Pretty much on target, had some good velocity on it, couldn't catch it. Blue Devils get the ball back.
Yeah, I think if he had that to do over again, it just kept it. He had enough room out there to get the first down with his feet, but obviously going for a lot more than that and into the end zone.
So Blue Devils get the ball back. It's 1st and 10. 4:29 left. Blue Devils halt their possession, and I'm playing defense. That's your cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. Love the defensive side of the ball and see what they do. They've been sending the middle linebacker or outside linebacker almost every time now, so trying to stop that run game.
Shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield to his left. Slot right and hand off. Left to right to Calvin Condit. He's going to break a would-be tackler. Couldn't break the 2nd tackle. Calvin Condit's going to get a gain of 1.
That was like Carson Fettig again from his strong side linebacker position coming up to make the tackle.
Ball resting, 29-yard line, gain of 1, 2nd down 9, 4:07, clock moving, 2nd quarter. Huskies in front, 22-0. Blue Devils on his ride, 2nd 9. The break cut to go to the line of scrimmage from the right hash, Dallas Capshaw, quarterback. Shotgun quarterback to his left. Calvin Condit, slot right. Tight end left. They're going to hand off left to right. They'll get it to Chase Hussey. Hussey with the carry. He might pick up 1. It's going to be a 3rd down and 8.
Yeah, big number 60, Dean Mason, making that tackle from the other side defensive tackle.
Dean Mason got a pick 6 last week. And a year ago against Tipton, he got a pick 6 against them.
Oh, I was talking to his dad before the game, watching him punt. It's been a long time since I've seen a high school punter punt like he does, but we may not see that tonight the way they're doing.
Well, tonight made it to the final game. Dean was at the punt, pass, and kick contest at halftime.
How about that? Did not realize that.
I think it was before the game. Pass to the flat, Landon Seidel. Caught, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. A bubble screen in the flat. Blue Devils going to send out their punting unit. Clock moving, 2:55, 2nd quarter. Ball re-spotted, I should say, it's spotted at the 29. 4th and 8. So they'll send Landon Seidel back out to do the punting. And as you mentioned, darn good athlete for a junior for Tipton.
Yes, he does. He's a pretty good ball player, plays a little basketball, I believe, as well.
We're going to back up 14 yards. Let's take the snap. And I'm calling for the ball. Snap's good. Boots good. They get a spiral, a little rocky spiral. It's going to hit at the 40. It's going to bounce favorably for Tipton. They're going to spot it near the 31-yard line. And so the Huskies are going to take over. 2:13 left here before halftime. And they'll take over there on the 31 of their own 31.
Yeah, they're going to see what they can get here in the last, 2 minutes, 13 seconds, a little 2-minute drill here. And sure they want to put a little bit more on the board.
Huskies have 3 timeouts, don't I think so?
Yeah, I don't think they've taken one as far as I could tell. Yeah, no.
So, see what the Huskies elect to do here. They got an illegal procedure call. I think that's what it's actually. Actually, there's 2 calls for that type of motion. Kumbaya is either illegal procedure. There's another one. Where's that big cutout we had? Remember that cutout?
I don't remember at all. No.
But anyway, we're not supposed to remember. So the Huskies are going to have the ball. And there are two signals. One signal that represents 2 different calls. They're going to back it up 5. And we're going to have to look that up because we'd be starting over there if the illegal procedure happened at the other end. So we'll have to look that up. Feel bad. So shotgun formation, Bodie Dare. Trip to the right, split out wide left in the left hash, dropping the throw. Going to work it right side. Going to get it to Jalen Chu. He's going to have a first down. He's going to go up the Husky sideline into Blue Devil territory. He'll get out of bounds near the 37. So we may see a timeout or 2 here in this drive. Don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And they're liking that short out pass. And, Chase Hussey from the linebacker position got on his horse and kept him from getting a touchdown there. But that play is working quite well for the Huskies.
Ball spotted 36-yard line of Tipton. Set the right hash, 1st and 10, Hamilton Heights. Trips to the left, but out wide right, looking to throw out of the shotgun. Pass caught. Credit to kicker, number 6, Cam Fleming. He's a junior class member. 5'8", 140, making another catch.
Yeah, Slade Springer, number 22, made a nice tackle there. Kept him from getting any further.
So they'll spot the ball back at the 28-yard line. Clock moving. 1:32 left. Shotgun. Drop the throw. Bodie Dare. Pass play right side. Defense is right there. Catch is made by Jalen Pugh. The ball came loose. And Blue Devils were looking to take it back.
Yeah, I thought he caught that one, but I guess he didn't make a football move because Tyler Carver came up and hit him, and the ball was on the ground.
Dallas Capshaw was looking for the end zone.
Yeah, there was nobody in front of him, so yeah, if that had been a fumble, he'd been getting 6 there.
So, 3rd down, incomplete pass, clock stopped at 1:25. Ball moves over to the left hash. Huskies to the line of scrimmage, play clock is at 32. They either started at 40 or 32. You see a lot of 40s nowadays. Shotgun formation, Bodie Dare, single man in the backfield. Trip to the left, short side of field. Handoff. Going to give to Van Harris. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage, and the Blue Devils converge.
Yeah, Peyton Tregesser there was coming from his middle linebacker position on the blitz and picked the right hole.
So the Huskies are going to call their first time out. They stopped the clock with 1:05 left. And they're going to bring up a 4th down and 3. A pretty, very difficult way to go. And we'll go ahead and try to finish this up. We'll mention Class 3A. Number 9 this week is Tri-West. Tri-West are 5-1. Number 10, now this is the Associated Press. Number 10 is Peru. As you said, Larry, they're still unbeaten in Sectional 3A. I should say Sectional 28, Class 3A. And number 11 is Vincennes Lincoln. They're 5-1. Number 12 is Knox, 6-0. Knox right there up in North Northern Territory. Number 13, Lawrenceburg, 4-2. The Huskies have played Lawrenceburg. They went up and played us, and they're pretty close to Cincinnati. And number 12, I should say number 14 is Batesville. Batesville, Steve Stern went to Batesville High School. Played catcher for the Bulldogs at Butler. And we'll also mention number 15, West Noble. They're 6-0. Number 16 is Delta, 5-1. And five teams in the top 10, like you said, in Class 3A Sectional 28. So that's going to be a toughie, but you got to win them all.
Yeah, that's, like I said before the game, I think that's the hardest sectional in Indiana high school football. And, yeah, it's going to be a meat grinder.
So Husky, to the line of scrimmage. Play clock begins. 105 on the game clock. We'll start on the snap. Slot left, split right. I should say slot right. Pass play. Low pass caught. Caught right there. You know, work his way in. He'll get to the five. And the catch is made. And they thought it was champion. I said, what? Looks like a champion play. But I'm not sure who caught that.
I wasn't sure either, but it almost hit the ground. But he pulled it off his shoelaces and made a nice run out of it.
Beg your pardon. So they'll roll the clock, both of them. 54 seconds left in the ballgame. Or I should say in the first half. Shotgun formation, Bodie's there. You're going to hand off left to right. It's going to be Van Haren. Owen Van Haren looking for the end zone, couldn't get there. He's going to be stopped short at about the 1.5, and the Huskies called their second timeout.
He dove for that one, just came up a little bit too short.
So 40.5 left, and then timeout called right there. And we'll miss a last pass caught by Sam Fleming. Sam Fleming has a great ball game for this year. He was number 6, just a sophomore. And Blue Devils talking this over, along with the Huskies. 40 seconds left, Larry. I tell you what, this has been an entertaining first half, but you got to mention the Blue Devils came out on all cylinders.
They did, and Coach Cole talked about, you know, wanting to get off to a good start. They have not done that in the last four games or so, and you know, and then the Huskies just kind of turned it on them.
So the Blue Devils out on the field defensively, ball spotted near the 2-yard line. That's where you're going to spot it, at the 1. Right hash. Blue Devils defensively. Hustle to the line of scrimmage. They got a tight bunch left side. Any shotgun. Might be a pistol. Close to a pistol for Bodie there. A little bit more than 3 yards. They're going to hand off right to left. He'll try to break the plane. And he will. It's going to be a touchdown. Blue Devils nearly held him out. They're going to call it a touchdown. And they'll try the point after.
Yeah, it sounds like the old Husky foghorn made its way up north on 19. I remember those days quite well.
Okay, well, look at that. Is that the moon over there, the orange? It's orange.
Yeah, pretty moon just coming up now, and dark blood orange red.
So Husky's going to try the point after. They'll try to kick this time, number 30, Keegan Schultz. A little right foot kick, soccer style, 3-yard approach. There's the hold by Overton. There's the boot. It's through the upright. Good. Huskies go out in front, 29-0. Blue Devils will return. Just under 37 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, they probably can't do a whole lot with that. 36, they're almost 37 seconds, 36.9. So not sure what they're going to do here. May just take a knee, and we'll see where they get to start this drive out. That'll probably determine what they try to do. So everybody's kind of on the sidelines in the groups, kind of talking this last, could be last play. The Blue Devils breaking now, getting in their position to receive. Huskies will be doing that shortly. Again, Huskies kind of really got their offense clicking, the passing game and running game, both mixing it in well. Huskies break their huddle, coming out to line up for their kickoff.
So they're looking for the kicker. The gentleman with the football, he'll hand deliver it to Keegan Scholes. And he'll hand the football to him. Keegan Scholes is going to step the seat down. And Scholes going to compress a little air in the ball.
NFL kickers do. And I'm sure that helps. Blowing the molecules inside that ball. So he'll approach, he controls, there's the whistle. There's the approach, there's the boots. End, under, end. Calvin Connie can take it at the 9, he'll bring it back. They go up the right seam. Calvin Connie takes it out just beyond the 25-yard line. That's spotting him 26. 37 seconds left before halftime. Blue Devil's going to take over first and 10.
Nice tackle there for the Huskies, number 35, Logan Hickman, on the tackle.
So Blue Devil's going to put the ball in play. And they're going to look to change the football, maybe, maybe not. Let's just take their ball off the field. That was their kick ball. So they kick the football of their choice. They need to go with an older kick ball. So through the line of scrimmage, right hash. Going to line up under center is Dallas Capshaw. Short side of field, slot right. Landon Spidell in the slot. Chase Hussey in the backfield. Going to take the snap. Dallas Capshaw going to take a kneel down. They're going to evaporate the time off the clock. The play clock is set at 40. The game clock is rolling down at 30. The Blue Devils really don't need to snap the ball again to go to halftime.
No, that's kind of what I thought they would do, you know, being kind of deep in their territory, just take a knee and get in the locker room, regroup, and try to figure this thing out.
So we'll go to halftime. Game clock still rolling down. It's at 11. So the Blue Devils jogging off into their locker room. Husky's going to do the same. So 4 seconds, 3 seconds. So we're going to go to halftime, and we'll appreciate you listening to the ball game. Listening to the ball game. So excuse me about that, sir. Go ahead. So we're at halftime, and we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you listening to Tipton Blue Devils football made possible by the following support sponsors. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening and ask you as a listener to patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. This game is being brought to you tonight by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. That's indoor, outdoor storage. They have flex space available. You can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. Call them at 317-774-1500. Again, their number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. That's Industrial Park Self-Storage. It's Arcadia Industrial Park Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Ollie Street. That's in Arcadia. This game is also in part being brought to you by Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. Smith and Landau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. They're located at 114 4th Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They welcome you at Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. They are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of their patients. That's Smith and Landau Family Dentistry. This game is also in part being brought to you by Encompass Credit Union. Encompass Credit Union, when you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for yourself financially, at Encompass Credit Union, they provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. They welcome each member as if they are their only member. At Encompass Credit Union, yes, at Encompass, they are community-minded just like you. You can reach them by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, their number is 800-675-8852. Or on the World Wide Web, it's EncompassCU.org. The game tonight is also in part being brought to you by Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. You can visit them at Ace Hardware at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your background, I should say backyard and grill needs, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paint, and much, much more. You can visit them in the store, or they also have curb service for your convenience. You are welcome to visit them online at acehardware.com. Yes, Ace Hardware, very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware Tipton, the helpful place. 765-675-6747. And also helping you out for this game, helping put me in sports. They are wonderful. I've been there this morning, and they helped me with some more printing, and that's Discount Copies. Discount Copies. They're conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Mensa Drive, 46062. They're behind Pizza Hut off of State Road 32. They provide next-day service on most items. They also offer set-up services. They'll do your typesetting. They'll get you right down the road. We'll also mention they can turn your artwork into things like note cards, notepads, prints, and calendars. It's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards. They also provide posters and oversized printing available. If you're planning a wedding, they'll do all the printing for you. Just give them a call at 317-773-8783. Discount Copies, Noblesville. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of their guests first, no matter what down it is. Jim Dandy Restaurants at Tipton and Noblesville, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. That's Jim Dandy, Tipton, and Noblesville. And also bringing this game to you is Rutledge Well Drilling. Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service along with water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. You can call them at 765-292-2315. That's Rutledge Well Drilling. 765-292-2315. Or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge at Lansing, Indiana. They're licensed, they're insured, they're honest, they're dependable, and always professional. Rutledge Well Drilling. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Bringing this game to you tonight is Larson and Sons. It's Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their phone number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and AMD, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. We'll also mention again Target Sports Sheridan, Indiana. Speaking of Sheridan, Sheridan Blackhawks are home tonight with the Delphi Oracles. Blackhawks are currently 5-1. This game is also being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. And bringing this game to you tonight is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, right there at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-feet commercial box trucks and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, it's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can find Dirk. Dirk will be right there. He's around the clock right there at Indiana Express Rentals and Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from the travel. That's Indiana Express Rentals. And bringing this game to you tonight is Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli. I was there today. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Reynolds Farm Equipment. I take that back. We'll go to Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. And Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. TitusBakery.com. grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. You can stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Zealot. They're along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. And be careful entering there. You'll have to enter from the middle of the road. You have to slow down. They've got a lot of barricades there. They got some cones set up. Eventually, when they get the over and under built, you'll go over the overpass, and I understand there will be a ramp to take right there, and I'm to enter their facility. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment. The game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located in Cicero at 1110 South Peru Street, 46034. At the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And also bringing this game to you is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. She's a company. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience, rely on knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086. And also bringing this game to you tonight is Hope Jewelers Tipton. That's Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're right next to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers are open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. And bringing this game to you is AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're west of Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend the longevity from each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. New ownership, same quality work, and same smiling faces. AGM Auto. They're located just west of Arcadia, less than a mile, at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's AGM Auto. Also restoring cars and trucks. Find them on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC, or call them at 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283.
All right. Back here and looking at top performance in IHSAA football. Passing leader is Brett Perry, senior from Seymour, Indiana. Thrown for 2,137 yards so far this year. National League, he's ranked number 7. He's also a baseball pitcher, as well as being the quarterback. Rushing leader. Actually, we'll go back and look at his statistics as well. Brett Perry from Seymour. He's averaging 356.2 yards per game passing. 131 for 184, 71.2%, 25 TDs, only 3 interceptions. Also looks as if he's carried the ball 20 times for 162 yards, and averaging 8.1 yards there, 27 yards per game. He's had a long of 68 yards, 5 TDs on the ground. Rushing leader in Indiana is number 9, also a quarterback, Eli Quasebart from North White, Ronan, Indiana, quarterback, 6'180". Looks like he's had 6 100-yard games, 126 carries so far this year, 1,392 yards, 11.0 yards average carry, 232 yards per game on average, and 69 yards is long, 22 TDs already this year. Receiving leader. Oh, ball game started. Here we go.
So the Huskies. Huskies getting ready to receive. Blue Devils going to kick off. Second half, 29 points on the board for Hamilton Heights. Blue Devils kick off. 22-yard line on the return. Huskies, Tyler Champion, will bring it out beyond the 35, near the 37-yard line. And the Huskies will put it in play in the middle of the field, their own 37.
Yeah, good tackle there by Landon Spidell on the kickoff. Tyler Champion's got some wheels and some moves, and Landon took him down.
So the Huskies are going to take over offensive. They'll break a adjourn huddle. Game clock at 11:53. There's a quarterback. Ain't that him? So, shotgun formation. Bodie Dare, single man in the backfield. Spread out wide left. Slot right. Cole McCadden should take the snap. He'll hand off right to left. Going to be a flag on the play. It's going to be an illegal procedure. It's a good run from Van Heron. He might go the distance. He will. But a flag on the play is going to nullify a 63-yard touchdown.
Yeah, again, another well-blocked play from the Huskies. I had a nice big hole, cut it outside, and he was gone.
So they're going to call an illegal procedure again. I'm not sure, but if they're going down in the stance and they're not set for years, like you say, a second.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but like I said, we've seen a lot of those this year. For the Blue Devils, and now quite a few of them, I think 5 already on the Huskies.
So they'll back it up 5. And Owen Van Heron not going to get the touchdown. They'll back it up and they'll run a first down and 15 play. So right there, and calling the huddle for the Blue Devils, Peyton Tragesser. Peyton Tragesser was taken over for just a little bit for Cole Hussey.
Is that Chase? Or, yeah, it must be Chase Hussey down on the field right now.
So, the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils on defense. 1st and 15 for the Huskies. Ball spotted near the 32-yard line. I guess we're waiting for something.
Well, it's Tyler Carver down right now. They're attending to him here, and... Yeah, it's, I didn't see the number. I see him now. He's getting up and walking off on his own on 2 feet there, so that's always good to see.
So 32-yard line. 11:40 on the game clock. Hussey's going to line up shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. I think it's Eric Balcom in the backfield. Split out wide right. Slot left. Ball's near the middle of the field. Dog motion. Right there, from the wing back, and hand off to Balcom. Balcom goes forward, did a good game, good blocking out front. Balcom going to pick up about 7, maybe 8 on the carry.
Yeah, good tackle there by Will Wolford, number 67.
So ball spotted at the 41-yard line. Going to call it a gain of 9. Second down, 6 on the game clock. Clock moving, 11-10. Shotgun formation, Bodie Dare, slot left, slot right. Hand off again to Balcom. Balcom's going to cut it left at the 50. He's going to get into Blue Devil territory. He's going to be loose. Balcom's going to go up the, or should say, yeah, up the sideline. Blue Devil sideline is going to put it in the end zone. 6 points for Eric Balcom.
Another very well-blocked play, and Balcom saw a little opening to the outside, cut it outside, and again, no Devils out there.
So they're going to roll the game clock. And the play clock's at 25. It's going to be one untimed down. They roll the game clock because of the 35-point differential. Huskies have scored 35 points. They consider that a mercy rule. Not sure that name's, you know, a good one, but that's what they call it. So the boot is up and through the upright. Tegan Scholes didn't put all the foot into that and still got it.
Yeah, Tegan, he's got a very strange approach. You know, most guys take a 3-step. He basically 1 step and hits it. So, I thought, well, when's he going to back up? And he was back as far as he wanted to go.
So the clock has stopped to between kickoff, touchdown and kickoff. They'll stop it. And for injuries, they'll stop it. And for timeouts, other than that, the clock is going to move here in the second half.
Yeah, and the Devils have seen that the last 3 games, I believe.
So, scoreboard, 36, Hamilton Heights, 0 for the Blue Devils. You look back last year, it's 42-7. You look back the previous 4 years, the Blue Devils won those games.
Yeah, it's that's what makes a rivalry, you know, the proximity, number one, being only 8 miles apart. Number two, usually it means something, so, yeah, you'll see them going back and forth, so, pretty even throughout the years.
So, they're going to back up to kick off. So, on the approach, you're going to be Tegan Scholes, 7 yards deep. Tegan Scholes, sporting those orange and black cleats, and majority of them are orange. Here comes the approach to Scholes, end under end. Lengthy kick, going to be taken by Calvin Conrad at the 3. He'll bring it back out there, he's across the 15, across the 20, across the 25, across the 30. Calvin Conrad near the 31. A good run back from the 3-yard line, 28 yards on the return.
Yeah, Carson Fettig had him by the jersey, and he almost broke free, but he held on long enough to have some of his partners come up and finish him off.
So they'll move the ball in. They're going to spot it up to 32. So they get an extra yard that we didn't know about. 9:51, clock stop. I should say clock moving. It'll roll even after the change of possession. With the 35-point differential rule, that's not a bad rule. That saves a lot of different possibilities from happening. So we're going to hand off left to right. It's going to go up the gut. It's going to be a positive gain. And I'm going to work it right there.
Yeah, Dean Mason was in the backfield really quickly, but ran right by him. But, again, only picked up maybe no yards, it looks like.
Lost by the 32-yard line from the right hash. Dallas Capshaw in the huddle. He'll call the play. Game clock, 9:08, third quarter. Huskies in front, 36 points, nothing. Blue Devils on a drive. They're going to line up from the right hash. Slot right, tight end left. Here comes a snap. They're going to hand off. I believe Chase Hussey. Going to snap, take that back. They're going to call him forward progress. That might have been a quick whistle, but not a bad whistle.
Yeah, that was Dean Mason again getting in there, and he's we're calling his name quite a bit. He's getting in the backfield.
I would guess Dean Mason is going to play next year somewhere as a freshman.
I would sure think so. You know, he's a heck of a ball player. And like I said, his dad said the college is looking at him just for punting and the way he punts the ball.
His dad played at Ball State, played for Coach Lynch. The dad, Coach Lynch. Going to line up in a shotgun. Empty backfield. Trip to the right. Split out wide left. Call McCain. Motion away. Landon Spidell. Flag thrown. And they're going to stop play before the snap.
Looks like a timeout for the Blue Devils.
The Blue Devils call a timeout. Third down 10. They'll talk it over. That's their first. So they're going to talk it over. If you got timeouts, you might as well use them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that obviously looked like a passing play, and maybe Coach Toll or Coach Shearer saw something they didn't like there and took that first timeout to get on the same page.
So the Huskies and the Blue Devils, they've gone at it a lot of times. You look at this piece of paper here, and as you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you've got them going back all the way to 2005 here, back in my son's day. Fairly even, looks like.
Actually, I got back in 1998 when Coach Stern took over, okay. And he went 0-10 his first year.
Wow, yeah, I knew they were having some troubles back in those days, but Coach Stern got it turned around, and Huskies have had more good years than bad, that's for sure.
So there's a sign out. It's going to complete. They're going to ask the guys to come out to the line of scrimmage. Game clock is at 8:09. Blue Devils, we're going to have a third down 10. Calvin Condit in the backfield along with Dallas Capshaw. Split out wide right is Tim McCarver. Is that what you said?
No, I don't know.
Tim McCarver, God rest him. I tell you why, you're going to shotgun snap, Capshaw. He'll roll it left. He's going to run the football, touch it away. Ball's loose. They're going to call it down by contact. Ball came loose, but the ground cannot cause a fumble.
Yeah, that again, Dean Mason was saying his name all night long. He was right there, didn't get fooled at all.
Okay, well, Larry, I'm going to say this. See what you think about this. We're playing on artificial turf. That ground can't cause a fumble. Reminded me of this. Sometimes you'll see somebody spit on this artificial turf when in your own house you wouldn't spit on shag carpet.
No, but I guess it's, the sun and rain kind of cleans that stuff up.
Thank you for cleaning that word up. So, I should say, there's going to be a flag on the play. It's going to be a legal procedure or tipping. Landon Spidell is in punt formation. So they're going to back it up 5 yards, and Spidell will do the same.
Yeah, I think both teams are going to work on that in practice next week, and whatever they're doing to get these false starts, they're going to have to stop doing that.
So they're backing up, ball spotted at the 26-yard line of Tipton. Chase Hussey, the blocking back out in front of Landon Spidell. He'll get the snap, good boot. Going to get a decent spiral, a little bit of a knuckleball. Fair catch called for by Eric Balcom at the Huskies' 43-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice punt there, and I thought he was going to take it back, but last minute he waved that hand and said this is a good enough place to start.
So the Huskies going to put the ball in play at their own 43, pretty much near the middle of the field, right there near the logo, the oval. So what that oval makes for a good soccer game. I saw a girls' soccer game the other day here.
Okay, I think sectional time's coming right around the corner, so be used a lot this year.
I didn't see much of it. But anyway, we're going to work it right there, 43-yard line, middle of the field. Blue Devils, three-man front. Shotgun quarterback, Bodie Dare. Pass play, right side, he'll throw it on the move. And on the run, he'll take the catch. He's going to cut in and out. I think that's Champion. It is. Champion's going to reverse field. Champion's going to go into the end zone. It'll be a touchdown. Tyler Champion from 57 yards out. Pass play from Bodie Dare.
Yeah, Tyler Carver tried to attempt, but he put a move on him, and Tyler Carver is kind of walking funny coming out here. He might have rolled an ankle or a knee or something.
Well, Champion has some wheels. You tell me about the guy with the long hair, Sampson.
Yeah, he was moving pretty well there.
So they're trying to point after. Keegan Scholes will be a right-footed approach again. 42-0. Here comes the snap. The boot is through the uprights. And it's a 45-55 moving. They have 42. And the Blue Devils are going to return.
Yeah, they need to get something going here. I don't know. They'll try to pass the ball or something. But, ever since that first drive, the Huskies have just stiffened and been reading that that little counter play out and doing a good job on defense.
So 5:50 left. Clock here stopped between extra point and kickoff. Conserve a little time there. And then Blue Devils are going to boot the ball away. I said, well, Larry, I don't know the whole showdown, the whole lowdown, but basketball is going to be different this year. I don't know if you heard. I heard a little bit from Coach Murphy. He said that they're going to go 5 fouls in a quarter, and that's when the free throws will begin.
I had not heard that, but, yeah, that's probably not a bad move.
So they're going to try that. I'll tell you what, Blue Devil basketball team, looking forward to seeing them play.
Yeah, they got some big boys. A young man, Grayson, I forget his last name, but he's about 6'7". He's a freshman, I believe, this year. So, they're looking forward to a nice season.
So Husky's going to boot the ball away. Handing the football to Keegan Coles, the East line judge. You know, back up 7 yards. Looking soccer style. Right good at kicker. Looking for the whistle. And they'll whistle. And here comes the approach from Scholes. He's going to push one. Right side. It's going to go out of bounds. He's trying to get it in there. Where else? Slide goes in. So kick out of bounds again. And this time, they're probably going to take it on the 35 because it'll be 2 yards difference.
Yeah, they looked like they had something planned there. Their gunner on the outside was really on his horse and almost got that one before it went out of bounds.
It kind of reminded me of Dakota Ferg last week with the best kick I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that was kind of a neat one last week. So, like I said, trying something a little different there.
So the ball's finally at the 38-yard line from the left hash. Blue Devils going to adjourn huddle. Play clock is at 20. Game clock is moving. It'll continue to move per quarter here in the second half. 35-point differential. And they call it a mercy rule to eliminate the wrong things from needing to happen. They're going to stop him in the backfield, Dallas Capshaw. And they're going to be stopped back at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, Husky's getting some fresh players in there. That was
the ball spotted at the 34.
Yeah, Michael Kane made the tackle.
So 34-yard line, Blue Devils. Second down, 14 on the scoreboard. 4:18 clock moving, third quarter. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Single man in the backfield, slot left. Tight end right is Ridgeway. He'll block. He'll pitch it left. To go up the gut, you go by three holes across the 35 near the 37, and Calvin Cott is still paying dividends.
Yeah, Eric Bloom there from his outsider, strong side linebacker position made that tackle.
So 37-yard line, middle of the field, third down, 11 for the Blue Devils. 2:45 on the game clock. They'll adjourn huddle, play clock, start at 40. It's at 25 now. In the line of shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield with Dallas. Split left, split right. Looking right, looking to throw. Going to roll right. Dallas Capshaw is going to let it go out of bounds. And Dallas Capshaw looking for another down, but this down will be a Husky down.
Yeah, he was kind of running for his life there. He had three Huskies hot on his tail.
So Landon Spidell is going to be asked to, after running a go route down the sideline, just jog back and punt the football for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, let's see. He's been punting pretty well tonight. Kind of low ones were returnable, but he's got some good punts out today.
Split left, split right. The gunners tipped and Chase Hussey going to block out front. Low snap. Bounce in there and playing a Spidell. It's going to be a line drive low elevation. Husky's going to let it go. Carson Fetty, he elected not to touch it. Ball's going to go inside the 20. Calvin Condit will spot the ball right there.
Yeah, again, that one worked out well for him. His low punt, but took a nice Blue Devil bounce there, so we'll start down around the 20.
That's 20, I guess. Flag on the play during the run back. Going to be a holding call. So they're going to get a holding call when they didn't even return the football.
Yeah, that's don't like to see that as a coach, but somebody at least trying to block a little bit.
Well said. So they're going to throw the Blue Devil football out of the game. Throw in the Huskies football. Pretty much a J5Z, or that Bassin, that type of football. They're going to back it up after the return. So from the 21 back to the 11. I guess if it was just outside the 20, they don't go half the distance.
I guess not.
So ball spotted. 9-yard line. Shotgun formation. Dallas Cat, I should say. And Bodie Dare, he's going to hand off, single man in the backfield. He goes right side, four hole. Going to get out to the 13. Carry right there. They're going to give it to Van Heeren. No one Van Heeren, the ball carry.
That was Chase Hussey and Aiden Blair teaming up on the tackle for the Blue Devils.
So ball spotted at the 13-yard line. Second down, six after a gain of four for Van Heeren. Shotgun formation, Bodie Dare, single man in the backfield, slot left, split right. Going to hand off, right to left. He spotted just across the 15, going to be a gain of a couple for the Huskies. And the ball carrier is Van Heeren.
Yeah, Chase Huffy now moved to the inside linebacker position, filling in for his brother. They moved from the outside to the inside. He's been making a lot of tackles tonight, having a really nice game.
So to the line of scrimmage. The center for the Huskies, he's a senior, Simon Knott, 6'1", 220. Simon Knott can do a lot of things. Pass play. Going to be a bouncer in there. Going to bounce it in. Incomplete. Bodie Dare. Probably just about the second errant pass we've seen tonight from him.
Yeah, he kind of looked like he short-armed that one a little bit, too. So I don't know what he saw. Maybe he, saw somebody coming up or something, but unlike him.
So the third quarter is going to empty out. Whistle happens. So both teams going to go to their respective sidelines. Talk this over. Say what, Larry, one more quarter of play. Say what, football is always good.
Yeah, no matter what level, it's fun to watch, and I know these kids are giving it everything they got on both sides, both the Huskies and the Blue Devils, and I'm sure they'll be getting some new guys in here, get some playing time for the Huskies. And I want to mention again, the Rams are going to be at the Colts this weekend. Starts, I believe, at 1 p.m. on CBS. So root on the Colts here.
Well, there is a pregame going on there. I'm not going to get to watch it, are you?
No, probably not. That's still church time.
Very good. So Huskies, as they move the ball back to the 15-yard line, 12 minutes on the game clock, fourth quarter. I tell you what, Larry, I got to mention this lady, Miss Janice Brown. You remember her?
I don't.
Janice Brown, Hamilton Heights teacher. Several years, she taught typing in the middle school classes. It was back in the day when Paula couldn't do monitoring for this in case we dropped a signal. She did.
Okay.
Very kind of her to spend some of her time to sound check and allow that to happen. Janice Brown, she could probably type about 90 words a minute. So there's the boot. Left-footed boot. What a boot. Spiral at Dean Mason. He just opened a lot of eyes here at Tifton High School.
Yeah, I watched him in pregame, and boy, he was putting it up in the clouds in a long way. So he's got a good leg on him, pretty spiral when he punts it. So he's got a future somewhere if nothing else doing that. But he's a good athlete too, both on offense and defense. So I'm sure he's going to be playing somewhere on Saturday.
I tell you what, Larry, I was talking to Jen today, and I was talking about Seth. Seth Small. He's 5'8", played college basketball. He wasn't going to be denied. I said, we'll talk about that in a second. So shotgun formation. I'm going to blow the whistle. Clock is rolling. 11-12. Single man in the backfield. Calvin Connett. They go left to right. Get the handoff. They go out to the 33-yard line. Calvin Connett. Pick up, they say, two. Second down, about eight. But I was talking to Seth one day, and you know, it helps when you, when somebody says something to you that kind of makes you upset. You really think that about me? Anyway, I kind of call that negative optimism. When they tell you something you can't do, you prove them wrong, show them you can.
I tell you what, he was the funniest little kid growing up and at my house quite a bit. So, yeah, he's a good guy.
St. Francis basketball player. Him and Dred Dickens, roommates. Flag, I should say. Whistle comes in late. They continue to play. Dallas Capshaw never went down. Forward progress, got it.
Yeah, he had quite a few guys who was jumping on him, but he kept spinning those legs, and so we'll see what they do here.
So they're going to spot the ball. Blue Devil territory at the Blue Devil 34-yard line. They'll bring up a third down. It's going to be a gain of one for Capshaw, 37. Capshaw going to line up in a shotgun. Calvin Condit in the backfield. Slot right in the slot is Landon Spidell. Tight end left is Zach Ridgeway. Dropping the throw. Going to step back up in the pocket. And the pocket collapses. And Capshaw going to get back to the 31. And did what he could.
So Michael Kane there. Getting in on defense. Getting a tackle.
So the Blue Devils are going to send out their punting unit once again. We're going to see Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell. Back to punt. He's going to draw back about 13 yards. 9:20 on the game clock. Clock moving. Fourth quarter. 43-0. Huskies in front. Looking for a flag. There it is. Whistle comes in. Flag. I don't know what happens here, but it's going to be a Blue Devils. Evidently moves a tiny bit early. And we'll see. They're going to call it on the Huskies. I tell you what, they've got eyes like a hawk today.
Well, Ryland Reagan's there for the Huskies, kind of made a move like he was coming and got a little flinch out of the Blue Devil tackle. So, actually, he must have got in the neutral zone, so it was against the Huskies.
So they move the ball out to the 36-yard line. Fourth down, they'll still punt. Fourth and six. Lena Spidell looking for the snap. Snap's good. Boots good. High elevation. Knuckler. Going to get a Blue Devil bounce and a really good bounce for Landon Spidell. Her punt average is going to climb.
Yeah, that's down to the 15, so that punt looked good and the results were good as far as the Blue Devils are concerned.
So the Huskies out on offense. They're going to set the ball up right there at the 16-yard line, somewhere close to there. Huskies adjourn the huddle. 7:55, clock moving, fourth quarter. Split right. Got trips left side. Single back in the backfield. I believe it's Van Heeren. Shotgun snap and be taken by Bodie Dario. Drop the throw. Two steps. Throw it left side. Low pass. Caught. A good catch. Right there. They'll get it out to near the 25. So the Blue Devils defend right there.
That looked like Will Wolford from his nose guard position got out there and in a hurry and made the tackle.
So 8-yard gain on the pass play from Dare to second down two. They adjourn huddle. Clock moving 7:12. Fourth quarter. Going to line up with Twins right side. Single man in the backfield. It's like Van Heeren. Split out wide left. Dog motion left to right. They're a block right side. And the Blue Devils in the backfield. They're going to make the stop right there on Van Heeren.
Yeah, Chase Hussey was on a full-out blitz there and caught him before he could get going.
So they're going to bring up a third down. They're going to spot the ball at the 17, maybe the 18-yard line. Third down, 8.
Yeah, we must have the Hussey family right down in the stands before us because they were whooping that one up.
That's the cowbells over on this side.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're going to line up shotgun. Cody Dare. Owen Van Heeren in the basket. Trips to the left, but out wide right for the Huskies. Going to roll left to throw. Pass play. Nice throw. Tall. And on the cherim, it did bounce up. Nearly made the catch. I think that was champion. So Tyler champion. Could grab it, but right there defensively almost got to carom.
Well, Zach Emberton, freshman out there getting in the game, making a nice tackle.
So they're calling it a catch. Got his toe in, maybe two. A catch is made by Tyler Champion. And be a yard shy of a first down. Huskies elect to punt the ball out of there. And we're going to see Dean Mason's foot once again. He's a left-footed kicker. Not like a Billy Haymaker.
Yeah, the Blue Devils were back deep knowing what's coming.
Back to boot. What a spiral. That was like a pass. It's going to land at the 20. It's going to roll left. They're going to let it roll. It's going to nearly go out of bounds right there. Inside the 10, near the 7, maybe 8-yard line.
That's what you call flipping the field, isn't it?
I wish I had done the math on that one.
That was probably 70-ish. Yeah, something like that. Long.
That was a good one. Dean Mason. So what, if he can go to college and only need to punt, that wouldn't be too bad.
Well, I tell you, I graduated with a guy by the name of Louis Arvanites over in Ohio, Upper Arlington High School, and he was a great linebacker, was Defensive Player of the Year, got a full-ride scholarship to Stanford, and that's all he did in college was long snap. He never could break in, but long snapping.
I bet Ray Guy got a college scholarship on a foot. They're going to hand off. Blue Devils are going to take the ball out near the 9. Calvin Condit working the football. He's going to spot it. He's going to nose it up to the 10. So it's going to bring up a second down and 9 for the Blue Devils.
That was Eric Balcom on the tackle there from his weak side linebacker position.
Dallas Capshaw calling the play in the huddle. No break huddle. Adjourn in unison. 43-0. Huskies in front. Fourth quarter. Clock moving most of the second half. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Condit in the backfield. Split out wide left and wide right. Going to hand off Capshaw. Right side. He'll go left about the 1 hole. They get across the 10. They're going to call him down at the 10. Both the east line, east and west line judge agree at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Dean Mason again, number 60. He's having a heck of a night on defense and also on offense and punting the ball.
Chase Huskies going to enter the ball game. Third down play. 3:20 on the game clock. Third down 8 for the Blue Devils. Ball nosed up to the 10-yard line, middle of the field. And they'll adjourn the huddle. Clock at 3:02. Shotgun formation. Chase Huskies in the backfield. Slot left, tight end right. Looking for the snap. There it is, direct snap. Blue Devils. Ball carrier, number 87. Calvin Condit. The Blue Devils going to send out their punting unit. 4th and 4.
Yeah, Michael Kane for the Huskies with a nice shoestring tackle there.
So the Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Landon Spidell going to stand at his own 2-yard line. Gunners left and right. Chase Huskies the blocking back. Looking for a good snap. There's a snap. The snap's a little high. Moves up to get it. Boots it out of there. What a spiral. Another spiral back to the 45 on the return is Carson Fetty. Fetty in Blue Devil territory. Crossing the 35, the 30, the 25. He'll be pushed out of bounds. And Carson Fetty going to pick up 25 yards on the return. And they're going to throw another flag over there near the Husky sideline.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be a hold there on the return. I'm not sure.
So holding penalty. White-hatted umpire lets the press box know. So they'll mark it off 10 on the hold from where the flag lay. So they'll take it back to the 47-yard line, and Husky's going to have it 1st and 10.
Yeah, they not quite the field position they wanted there, but still within on the Devil's side of the ball, or at the field, I'm sorry.
At 43-yard line, Meyer. So the Husky's going to take over left hash. We're in Blue Devil territory. 1:02 left in the ballgame. Slot left, split right. Sing them in the backfield. Bodie Dare, shotgun snap taken, left to right. On the carry, Hamilton Heights out to the 41-yard line. Credit that carry to the Huskies. Number 35, Logan Hickman. He's a junior, 5'11", 151.
Yeah, well, it looked like we got the second team in there from the Huskies and getting these guys some playing time as well.
Not going to be a lot of playing time. Clock at 30 seconds. 41-yard line. So we have the second unit in there. We'll try to catch some numbers before the game ends. So 41-yard line, shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Loose ball right there. Ball's on the surface. I believe number 10, that's Joey Stigler. Joey Stigler in there playing quarterback for Hamilton Heights. It's going to empty out the ball game, Larry. I tell you what, blue and orange, and nobody doubts any of them.
No, those colors don't usually mix very well. So Huskies came out on top tonight, played a really, really tough game. But, again, Blue Devils hang tough till the end and gave it everything they had.
So Blue Devils and the Huskies going to shake hands. Walking across the field there, that's a nice-looking sight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very much so.
So, say what, Larry, next week, Blue Devils are going to be on the 6th, that's next Friday. Blue Devils are going to travel to Western, do battle with the Panthers at 7 o'clock start in Hamilton Heights.
Yeah, Hamilton Heights will be... They'll be at home, but with South Bend, Washington Panthers coming to town for the first meeting ever, I believe, between those two schools.
And what, Larry, do you take anything away from this game? Well played.
Yeah, it's just another senior or upper-class-laden team. The Blue Devils have seemed to be being fat all year long. They've got a lot of young guys playing, so... That'll help them. They'll get better. You know, give them a couple years, and I think Coach Stoll will have another strong year.
Well, we're about out of here. We thank Coach Krishner. Always thank Coach Stoll for pregame words, and their words are special.
Yeah, again, both of those guys are well-respected around Indiana high school football, and they both do a great job with their kids.
We're about out of here until next week, 6th Friday night. Tipton will be at Western. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check, keeping us monitored, and we've been doing good with this phone, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty good. We've got pretty good reception here, and she's doing a good job for us.
It's all her. So I tell you what, we're going to bow out of here, and we thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.